You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game.
All right, we're going.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Ragnarok Derek pours chips into it.
Oh, that's my favorite segment.
Oh, it's better than falling on Will.
No,
because nothing is better than falling on Will.
All right.
I mean, Derek pouring chips into a cup is pretty close.
Yeah.
But then there's like the Chris chewing.
I don't know why you guys don't do that more often, honestly.
Yeah.
Fall on Will?
No, Derek pouring chips into a cup.
Oh, I'm not here enough
to
make that a running joke.
Derek pouring chips into a cup.
No. This is another Ragnarok actual play.
Hi.
Today we are playing Adventurers, the Rules Light RPG by Gremmell Publishing. Speaking of Rules Light, give me the rules.
Bye, I tell this.
Here you go. What if we don't give you the rules and we can just make them up and say whether they are whatever we want them to
well,
be?
Well, no, I still have them on my computer.
Damn it.
So then why can't we keep those rules?
Because I want them.
From now on, I'm just going to say Adelbazine and
what I'm talking about the rules and don't want to interrupt you.
Well, you're going to have to.
All right.
All right, so today we are, like I said, we are playing Adventurers. When we last left off, many, many moons ago, as a refresher, the adventurers, Ryan, Ed, Meyer, and James, who cannot be here tonight.
He died.
No, he has swallowed a scorpion.
Wouldn't it be terrible if by the time we aired this, James actually was dead?
Wow, holy crap.
Yes.
It would be.
Yes, yes, it would.
That would be quite terrible. My God.
Stop laughing.
And if it was murdered, I'd
probably
be a suspect.
I'm not legitimately laughing. Yeah, I'm not even making this up to make him sound bad.
He doesn't listen to this. He has no ears.
Ed's a horrible person. That's
oh my
why I
God.
Like him.
Okay.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Chris.
Anyway, you came to the town of Freyfield, and it was quite quiet, and you were hired by the local wizard, Finny the Wise, to rescue the residents of the town, which he had accidentally trapped in a crystal and teleported into the lap of a Lich King, which you then had to go and kill to get the crystal back and free all the townsfolk from their torment inside of it.
Drink.
What?
We also drank a lot.
You did.
From their torment in the lap of an undead man.
Yes. No, their torment in the jewel.
In the lap of an undead man.
So, it has been a week since you rescued the townsfolk, and they are quite happy to keep hosting you. You are staying at the inn for free, and you haven't paid for a drink or a bite of food since, because you saved all their lives. They're pretty grateful.
Yeah.
The local armorer, you know, patched up your stuff, sharpened your swords. So it's been pretty good. But you get a message. So what are you all doing in town? We're going to say it's about noon.
Is there...
Can I go to the weapon shop and buy a... I have an iron greatsword. Can I buy a steel greatsword?
Sure, it does the same thing.
Oh,
I don't know. Okay.
No, it's too early in the game for you to level up your equipment in the first town.
Is there, like, a library or something? I can read some records and...
Yeah, you just want to, like, read... Well, there's no library. It's a little town, but... If you go to, like, town hall, you can just read, like, meetings from town... Minutes from town meetings.
Yeah, history and stuff like that.
All right, Meyer, roll 2d6 and add your endurance.
I need
can you find a coloring book for...
The Horia? Difficulty is +4 to stay awake.
Oh, okay. D6s. I just pulled different.
There's a whole bunch in there. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a whole bunch of D20s, which are
can, D6s. Can I be
and D100
with him? Just have with a coloring book instead.
There are no coloring books, but you have a stick, and there's a great puddle of mud outside.
How many D6s?
Oh,
two.
Why can't I find any coloring books? Can I just three. Color on? Can I just take a book
well,
and color on it?
Yes.
Four.
It's a fancy.
I can't abide by
they don't
that.
Have coloring
oh,
books.
Okay. Well,
however, if you want to just take ancient
three.
Documents of the town and start
back.
Coloring on them,
right.
You're more than welcome to do that.
I'll find a
even,
fun looking
know
like
it was green
manuscript.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
All right.
Start coloring.
All right. So 2d6, okay. And the difficulty is going to be 11.
So what I got to roll?
You roll 2d6 and edge.
They don't have coloring books, but they have crayons.
2d6.
No, you just have a charcoal.
Endurance.
Charcoal.
11.
Crazy,
yep.
I got 11.
All right, so you managed to not fall asleep.
What
reading,
a scholar you are.
Reading the horribly boring and dull town records.
Uh-huh.
This is like Trustee Smith made a motion to allow horses to walk down the left and right side of the street. Mm-hmm. It was seconded by Trustee Joe. Like, this is the most boring shit you've
read. And they name everybody's lineage going back at least three or four generations.
Oh, yeah. You could find, the original settlers and who their descendants are now.
That's pretty
These
good.
Go back, like, hundreds of years. And, Ed, you go walking through the stacks, and on a pedestal... There's a window above it, so a fresh beam of sunlight. You can see a little dust floating in the air. There's a beautiful book that has some really awesome pictures in it. But those guys don't have enough mustaches.
Okay.
So you start taking
Ooh, care pretty! Of
Meyer, the town historian, the archivist, comes over to you. Mm-hmm. Oh, Mr. What are you? You're Torian?
I'm Tidor.
Tidor.
All right, I forgot my character. Every time
wait. We should introduce ourselves, so Ed.
My name is Ed. I am playing Horim the Simple Giant.
Wait a second.
My name
That's
is
Thanos.
Meyer, and I'm playing Tidor, the intelligent little person.
We have not taken our characters from any copyrighted...
Nope.
That's fair.
Whatsoever.
Derek here, playing Thaddeus Swift, the Cavalier Swordsman.
I'm Ryan. I'm going to be playing Mara Spellwind, the Healing Mage.
And I'm Chris. I'm going to play Thanis, the Ever-Frosted.
Thanis.
Okay. So the archivist comes over to you. Mr. Torian.
Tidor.
Sorry. Mr. Tidor, how are you enjoying our records?
It's a bit boring.
They got to beat me there, so we give them a six.
I understand. Where has your large friend gotten to?
Hey, Tidor, look.
What?
Look at the guy's funny face.
What have you done?
What?
Meyer, make me a mind check.
Oh, God.
2d6 plus your mind score. Dip 7.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I got a lot more than that.
Okay. So, you know, without seeing the cover, you don't know what book Horian is holding. Oh. But you can tell just from looking at it that this is a priceless illuminated manuscript. Probably close to, like, a millennia old. And he has drawn mustaches and glasses on the faces of everyone on the page.
Now they can see better!
No!
Yeah, that's what glasses do. They make you see better.
The archivist walks over to you and grabs the book.
Hey, I was using that.
You should go.
Horian, I think we have overstayed our welcome. Let's leave. And
that guy was mean to me.
It's all right. Let's go have some fun and get some more paintings for you.
Get some lunch.
Some lunch.
Ooh, I like lunch.
All right, so Ryan, what are you doing about noon?
Well, I guess I kind of figure that whatever goodwill we've won from the townsfolk,
I just ruined
it. these assholes are gonna spoil it or overstay their welcome.
You're
somehow.
Starting to get at the end of your rope.
So since I'm a healing mage, I think, and because it's a high fantasy adventure, I'm figuring people have all kinds of gnarly medieval diseases and horrible things that ailments and maladies that befall them. So mm-hmm. I'm just like healing people for free.
All right, Ryan, you have cured.
Did you hear about Jimmy? He's got cockroach.
You've cured more cases of lava boils than you even knew existed.
Why do you all keep going near the volcano?
No. They're not boils caused by lava. They're boils that pop and spurt out boiling
lava?
Hot liquid.
Ah.
Yeah. It's not a pleasant disease.
Is it caused by having sexual relations with volcanoes?
Sheep.
It's caused by having sexual relations with fire nymphs. And then it's a magical STD. You know this.
In that case, I'm wearing a smock and gloves.
That's fair. You borrowed one from the blacksmith. but it's about noon, and you see... You hear a shout from the direction of Town Hall, and then a few minutes later, Horian and Tidor come walking out. You can see them across the muddy town square.
Everything all right?
We're gonna get lunch!
It seemed,
I'm running right past her to the...
Horian defaced some... some sacred heirlooms of this town.
You should have known better than to take him into a library.
I'm sorry. I was struggling to keep awake reading their
documents.
Well, I'll join you for lunch in a few minutes, but as you can see, I have quite the list of clients.
Yeah, there's a line.
And I'm staring at a gentleman who is covered in lava boils. No, sir. A little further away. You don't have to be this close. He's probably, honestly.
I don't know how he's got here.
You don't have to be...
I just woke up one day and... lava boils everywhere.
Well, you know, I went to the second-hand shop and I bought some clothing. Must have been, you know...
Must have had lava boil juice all over it.
It's all on my ship, too. I don't know how that happened.
I was in the loo.
Yeah, you've also noticed that a surprising number of sheep have come down with
lava boils. This is information I do not need.
Do any of the town's inhabitants have, like, kind of woolly hair and...
No, they're not sheep offspring.
Wow.
It's not that magical.
The local sheep fucker.
It's a were sheep.
There are those.
A were fire sheep.
All right, so a few minutes later, Ryan, you decide, fuck this, and you put up your "the doctor will return soon" sign.
Right.
And you go get lunch. So you three are... I'm going to get you and Chris in a second.
Not a problem.
You three are in the tavern. You walk in, and Horian is already at least a pint deep into some ale. And there is half of a chicken in front of him.
No.
No, I'm like saying you quarter, ate half of it already.
A quarter of a chicken.
Really?
You had two chickens already.
Oh,
this is your
okay.
third chicken.
Four okay. fried chickens and a cup.
All right, so there are two... incredibly, incredibly clean chicken carcasses next to half of another chicken carcass. And Tidor has a sandwich.
Yeah.
So I'm having four fried chickens and a Coke?
Yes. Except it's four fried chickens and an ale.
And a pint of
boiled. Boiled chickens.
The tavern owner looks at you. What do you want?
I'll take the special.
he walks into the back, and he comes back a minute later and just drops a bowl of gruel in front of you.
Not again.
Delicious.
There you go. On the house.
No, it's on the table.
The meat is free.
He just walks away.
Oh, in that case, I'll have one too.
He conveniently does not hear you.
Hey!
He does not hear you.
Hey! Hey!
What?
I'll have one too.
Fine!
Horian, you may want to stop eating them out of house and home. They haven't charged us for any of this since we rescued them. Been very, very nice.
Well, we did save their lives.
He walks by and just drops it on the table and splashes.
Hey, be careful. You could have spilled that.
He walks away.
But we did. We have, it seems, not only overstayed our welcome, so maybe we should start to think about travel.
They were thinking about running us out of town this morning. I actually headed that off at the pass by offering to heal their disgusting lava boils.
That's good.
So, when you close your eyes, you can see them, right?
I get just full of pus.
They quiver.
Florian, Tidor, what are lava boils?
It's when you fuck sheep.
You know that disease you get from sleeping with fire nymphs? And I cure you, and you still keep sleeping with fire nymphs.
Oh!
All right, as you guys are finishing up your lunch, a young boy walks in. You know, he's an apprentice that works in Village Hall. Excuse me, good sirs and ladies. The mayor was hoping that you might grant him an audience. He has a favor to ask of you.
Leave.
Oh,
I think that's the favor.
Well, then after lunch we'll go and make sure we see him.
Thank you.
Thank you, lad.
You may want to tell the lineup of people that I won't be coming back to heal their boils.
Oh, they'll be fine. Once one or two of them start popping, they'll all run.
Tidor?
Yeah.
Tidor?
Yes?
How are we going to find an audience to give this guy?
No, it means he wants to see us.
Oh.
talk to him.
So let's just go see him then.
After lunch.
All right. I'm going to down the remaining chickens.
And you take your remaining chicken, you just rip the meat off the bone, dunk it in your mug of ale, and just gulp it all back.
And you got the gruel, too, so it's just one stream of ale, one stream of
gruel. Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. So you dump it in the gruel.
If you look carefully, you're pretty sure that I ate some of the bones, too.
Oh, okay.
Hashtag I eat the bones?
Yeah.
Mara looks away and has been put
Rick's
off her
favorite
gruel.
Hashtag. Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, because it seems like you got an extra helping of eyeballs, Ryan.
And Eric loves his hashtags.
What's another hashtag that he's... I'll meet the bird.
I ate the bird.
I ate the bones.
I ate the bones.
Yeah, there was another one that you kept trying to get him to do.
I always try to get... Basically, any time I see any hashtag, I try to get him to do it.
Okay.
I ate the bird.
Yeah.
So, you guys head to Village Hall when you're done with lunch. The mayor's office is on the second floor. You walk up... Knock on the door. Oh, come in, come in. There are two men with the mayor in his office.
Execution.
So, Chris and Derek, why don't you describe your characters?
No.
You want to go first?
Derek and Chris. Derek,
okay, I'll go,
first.
yes. You see before you a tall, thin gentleman with long hair pulled back into a ponytail, a long handlebar mustache, and a large floppy hat.
Mm-hmm. Floppy hat.
But at his side is a very ornate and attractive sword.
Oh, attractive.
Rapier?
Yes.
I want that sword.
And Chris?
Okay, so Thanas is...
I want to take that.
He's very pale. He's got pale blue eyes.
That would be Thanas.
Thanas. Yes, it would.
Thanas.
Well, it's Thanos. Like Stannis. Come on, get an original name.
Yeah.
Like Ed and I.
He's got long, like, white hair, and he's actually covered in frost. Wearing, I guess, medium armor, whether it be, like, leather.
Is it hoar frost?
Maybe like, chainmail.
Chainmail.
Tannis
I would say you're probably wearing that under a robe.
Because
you're a wizard.
Okay,
Tannis
so
is bald,
I'll say, leather
face.
Armor under a robe.
Can I also say that your beard, you have a beard made of frost?
Sure.
You have a scraggly beard that if you look closely, you see it's just frost.
Yes.
Okay.
Tannis would not
I
forget what Mara looks like, so I'm just going to make this up from whole cloth.
She just looks like Daria.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
she's just Daria, but in flowing white robes. Sans glasses.
You can have glasses if you want.
All right, so she'll have glasses then.
And what about you, Jim?
He looks, I would probably say, somewhat, probably like Peter Dinklage. Yeah, probably kind of Peter Dinklage-y.
Dinklage-ish.
Yeah, Dinklish.
Dinklack.
Dinklish.
Dinklish.
He's Dinklish.
Yes, Dinklish.
And what about you, Ed?
He looks like Hodor.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm gonna
you know he's an Irish DJ?
The guy who plays Hodor?
Yeah.
He looks kind of like a giant Irish DJ.
I'm just picturing like a guy walking around now in like really rough spun fabric and just a turntable like hanging off his neck. Alright. So the mayor is sitting there. The mayor, you know, his name is Edmer Talon. And he goes, oh, thank you all.
hey, Eddie.
Hello, Horian. I was hoping to impress upon you all for your services again.
Mm-hmm.
You saved us once, and I'm hoping you might be able to do it a second time. As you know, our local magician, Finny the Wise, however apt that name may or may not be.
Do we have to call him by his title? I mean,
no. Oh, no, he's not here. You're right. I'm sorry. Force of habit. Finny. He's awful. He is god awful.
Who's Finny?
The wizard.
Finny the Wise.
Oh, Finny the Wise, okay.
He is an awful wizard, as you all know. I mean, we have had to put, you've been here a week, and we've had to put out 10 fires at this tower. He single-handedly employs our fire brigade.
Oh.
We want to get rid of him. We need him gone. He is ruining our town.
Okay.
No, we don't need him dead. See, the thing is, he is very temperamental. And we can't have him know that we're pushing him out. We need to make it seem like his idea. So I was hoping you might be able to find a grand wizardly real estate for him. I have something in mind. It's something that these gentlemen, this year, this man is Thanos the Everfrosted, and this is our friend.
Hello.
I forget your name, Derek.
Thaddeus Swift is the name?
Yes, Thaddeus Swift.
Sword fighting and dueling is the game.
Yes, they were both in the crystal that you rescued us from, I remember, because...
I got a sword, too!
While we were being scarred by the soul winds inside the crystal, they were there, screaming.
Always screaming.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, that must have been agony.
You have no idea. As he looks at you, he gives you this stare that makes you cringe.
Wait a sec. If we're gonna kick this guy out of the town, won't the, as you said, he single-handedly pays for the fire brigade?
Well, no. He doesn't pay for them. It's just
he gives
99% of the fires that they put out are his. No, he doesn't give them money.
No. But
you were just looking at the tax records.
It's a volunteer fire brigade. He stops all of our fire brigade members from being able to do other work. Did you see the stacks of broken pottery outside the potters? That's because every 10 minutes he has to put it down to go put out a fire at Finney's Tower.
Oh.
And he has some prime real estate that we are looking to turn into a park. Once he's gone, we want to, you know, get rid of his tower and make it a park. Maybe a library or some sort of public education annex. We haven't quite decided yet.
But we get a statue of us, then, for saving his town not once but twice, then?
We can talk about that.
A small statue. I'm a small guy.
Well, let's see. Let's see how well this goes.
Can there be a big, bouncy rubber castle in the park?
That's a definite possibility.
Yay! Let's do it.
All right. Well, they're not too far from here. Maybe a day's journey. There is a tower that used to be inhabited by a mage that went by the name Marbak the Necromancer. So, if you could travel to the Grand Spire of Marbak the Undefeated and secure it, we can send Finny over.
Undefeated.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that name. Could you repeat?
Oh no, it's the Grand Spire of Marbak the Undefeated.
Maybe it's just my hearing.
They call it the mostly abandoned spire of Marbak the Undefeated.
Mostly abandoned.
Yes. Only because that there are rumors that Marbak still haunts it and protects his trophies.
Of course he does.
Mm-hmm. But those are unsubstantiated rumors, I'm sure.
So. Nobody's ever come back.
So the reason I ask these two fine gentlemen is that they have traveled to the Ghoulmore Swamps, where the tower is located, and they can guide you there. You too, Derek.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Well, I love the Ghoulmore Swamps.
Haven't seen that spire, though, but I'm not saying it's not there. I just haven't seen it.
So, no time like the present.
Right.
So, you motley bunch of Orient slogs, how about we hit the road, huh?
Yes. Follow me.
Why don't we just
and
walk
I'll just
there
get
instead.
Up and walk out.
Hey, do you walk outside and punch the ground?
Yeah.
Oh. I
there
see.
We go.
Keep an eye on you.
Don't you need them?
No. I understand.
All right.
We're going to call him Commander Literal.
Horian, just so you know, he doesn't want you to rip out one of his eyes and keep it on you.
Oh, okay, it's a good thing you said that.
It was a figure of speech.
Ah, yes. Now I see.
Horian,
with both eyes,
sir.
Good hunt.
All right, so is there anything you guys would like to do before you leave town?
I climb onto Horian's back.
Okay, is there anything else you guys would like to do before you leave town?
Like Master Blaster?
Piggyback me.
I'll say that the mayor gives you food supplies and water.
That's
and whatnot.
Fine.
You know, there's a second set of characters that Ed gives me a piggyback ride on.
Alright, so you guys are good?
Yeah, I don't think my guy's really being very patient either.
The light is with us.
All right.
The journey awaits.
So you set out to the south, towards Ghoulmore Swamp. But first, to get there, you must cross the Crystal Veldt.
Okay.
About 3 hours outside the town, you come to the Crystal Veldt.
Before we come to it, can I look it up in my natural history book?
Sure.
So how does that work?
I guess you roll with your mind, and it's +2.
I have a book of lore.
And since I have learning, I roll.
What is your book of lore about?
It says history, +2 on history.
Ed, may I have the freedom? Yes. I have more chips to pour.
Not. that doesn't really apply.
You have
to
them
this
right
area.
Back, you know. Oh no! I've dropped them.
Yeah, that doesn't quite apply.
I make 16 on that.
Oh, okay, for you. Yeah, you know the shit out of this natural history.
It was right here in the index.
So, the Crystal Veldt, Ryan, no one knows how it came to be. It is a dry plain with a little bit of scrub grass and a few dry bushes that goes on for miles in every direction. But, perfectly symmetrical, every 150 feet, a giant blue crystal pillar juts out of the ground. It is perfectly square and perfectly smooth, and each one is exactly 50 feet tall. And it stretches for miles, these blue crystal pillars. And they are incredibly strong, but you know that it's said that anyone who manages to secure a piece of the crystal gets some kind of boon. It's rumored that they're good luck.
So I'll relay this information to this bunch.
Oh, you got 16?
Yeah.
You also know that the Crystal Veldt is home to some giant minotaurs that do not take kindly to trespassers on their land.
Right.
I love crystals, but I hate minotaurs.
So they're really maxi-tours.
They're min-maxi-tours.
All right,
there we go.
So it seems like we might be able to get something if we break off a piece of one of these crystals.
I'll do it!
What's our plan for distracting the minotaurs?
In my experience,
minotaurs.
A minotaur, not much for stealth. We can hear them coming from miles away.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, it's misunderstood. They're generally nice people. Just, you know, get the...
No, they're not.
The only good minotaur is a dead minotaur.
Now you're speaking my language.
Minotaurs are notoriously not nice people.
I could stab them.
You've never met a minotaur in your life, have you?
that would distract a minotaur pretty good if I stabbed them.
I read about minotaurs.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. Right in the eye.
Right. Either way, we have to cross this plain. There's no bloody way around it.
It's a veldt.
Ah, yes, the veldt.
It's not a plain, it's a veldt.
All right.
That being said, it stands between us and our quarry, so we have to go on through it.
I thought what's his name? Hodor.
Horian
was going to smash one of the things and try and get a piece of it.
Well, you guys weren't. This was before you got there.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys keep marching.
If you want to copy people's names.
And a few hours later, you come to the Crystal Veldt. And just like Ryan described, it's this plane and with these crystal pillars just jutting out of the ground. The plane is nothing to write home about. The crystal pillars are beautiful. They're like a light, almost sky blue. Like you would imagine at the right light, if you were looking up, they would just kind of blend into the sky if it was all the right color. They're very beautiful. And as you get close, some of them you could see, a few of them are chipped, where you would assume people broke pieces off.
Fire first volley?
That's James.
Is it fire first volley?
No, it's fire first volley.
Okay.
All right, so you're in the Crystal Veldt. What do you want to do?
No, it was like a Native American kind of name. It was Fire First Volley.
Was it? He hasn't written those two words.
Right. I mean, it's
No, I don't know.
It's three words. Fire, first volley.
Whatever, he's not here to dispute.
Can I make a perception check of some kind to see if
yes,
I see any...
I believe that would be mine.
All right.
Let me check, though.
See if I see any giant angry minotaurs stampeding at us.
Actually, I believe that would be agility perception.
Okay. What's my diff? Seven?
Seven.
I like the little one.
Agility and perception?
I wanted to make one.
I made eight.
Do you want? You really want?
See,
no.
Is there a proper skill?
Right, not mine.
No. So no.
No. Yeah, because perception—the perception skill gives you a bonus to agility. No. I'm sorry. It is mind.
Okay. Yeah, in that case, I make 11.
I'm gonna do it too, just for the hell. What I roll right. D20?
No, you roll 2d6. This game doesn't use d20s. Yeah. I don't know why Meyer has all his dice out.
Snake eyes.
Critically failed.
No, well, I roll. Oh, is it?
Yeah. Snake eyes is a critical failure.
I got nine, snake eyes. Yeah,
9,
so
10, 11 for me as well.
All right.
And my mind is minus one, so I just.
Yeah. All right, so.
We're on guard for the Minotaur.
Ed. You go and start licking one of the pillars.
Oh, God.
Meyer, were you rolling perception? Oh, no, you're riding on Ed.
Yeah.
So. I'm going to say your perception is going to be at minus two.
Okay.
Because you're kind of forced to look where Ed is looking. And right now that's directly at one of the pillars.
What is the perception?
It's mind.
Mind. So two dice in mind.
Mm-hmm. You want to beat a seven.
I did, even without adding my three for mind.
I got it by seven. I tied it. Seven.
Okay. Yeah, so everyone who passed, you hear like a rumble in the distance, like rumbly footsteps. It kind of echoes between the crystal pillars.
Minotaurs.
No, not stamping. It's a very staccato paced
marching
steps.
Minotaurs.
But there's definitely something big moving around.
I tap you two got 11.
I'll say you see off of the distance a cloud of dust.
What is it? Minotaurs?
Yeah, I hear them.
This is where we run.
They're not coming towards you.
Okay.
Yes.
Also, do not lick... What did I tell you? Don't lick ice.
What does the pillar taste like?
What does the pillar taste like?
Kind of like dirt.
Kind of like dirt. It's not as tasty as it is pretty.
And I constantly tell you, stop licking dirt.
Well, how am I supposed to know what it tastes like otherwise?
Use your past experiences, Horian. Dirt tastes like dirt. No matter where, what place we are, the dirt always tastes just like dirt.
One day, I'm going to prove you wrong.
You've been writing that book, and I open my notebook, Horian's dirt tasting notes, and I have a list of all the lands we've visited and what all the dirt tastes like, and it all just says tastes like dirt.
So make a new entry, Crystal Veldt.
Crystal Veldt, : tastes like dirt.
Oh, my doom-witted friend, one day you will find a place where the dirt tastes of chocolate.
May
I'm sure of it.
How many pages does this go
And then there's
for?
One entry that has a chocolate stain on it that says tastes like ice cream. And then the ice cream is crossed out and replaced by the word dirt.
It goes quite a way back. We've been traveling for a number of years.
All right, so how do you guys want to proceed through the Crystal Veldt?
Well, we seem to have...
If you want to go by unnoticed, you're going to have to make a stealth check.
We haven't drawn the notice of the giant minotaurs yet, so...
Are the pillars in single file, or are they...
Yes, they're rows.
It's like a grid, kind of, right?
Yeah, it's like a big grid.
Okay.
There's about, 100 feet between each one in every direction.
I'm going to try to take a piece.
All right, well, you're going to have to attack it.
Right.
You can't just take it. It's a giant crystal pillar. So, roll attack. What do you? Are you going to use your fists or your sword?
My sword.
All right. So, roll. Yeah, roll attack.
Attack. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay. Ed, you.
And then I get. And then don't I roll for damage?
No, it's just a crystal pillar. You
I get plus one damage, so I guess 12. I don't know.
Well, no, it would be 2 damage. Because damage, if you succeed in an attack, it just does 1 damage, but then you get plus 1, so 2 damage. So you bring your sword, Meyer, and you up on his shoulders, you shake as you hit it, Ed. And Meyer, you shake on his shoulders, and then you look down on the ground, and there's a little chip of crystal.
Good job.
Hey, I got one.
All right, so what do you do with it?
Give it to me, I'll put it in my pocket.
There you go.
Thank you.
My friend, would you get me a chip?
Okay.
All right, make another attack roll. Also, you have to beat 11 to actually break a chip off of it.
12.
All right. Again. And, Chris, you...
I pick it up off the floor. With
this is amusing.
It goes, boom, and hits you.
I'd love to see this
again. So everyone who has a chip, you get plus 1 heroism.
Ooh.
Change my heroism?
Yeah, you just add 1 to it.
I'm just picturing us...
as long as you keep the chip, your max heroism goes up by 1.
Oh.
I'm just picturing the 5 of us standing around while he just hacks bits of this off, and the crystal just gets narrower and narrower until it falls over.
What is this pillar thing called? Just a pillar?
It's just a crystal pillar.
From crystal.
I mean, if you ask Hori, he's just going to go, okay, and do it again.
Yeah.
So. A chip for everybody.
You might as well.
I'll see that again. Chips.
Okay!
Oh, yeah, 11.
Plus 2. All right. Another chip.
You know what? Before he swings his sword or whatever again, can I buff it so it does plus 1 damage or whatever? Power, I think. I forget exactly what it does.
It does plus 1 or minus 1, depending if you want to buff or...
So that would that help him or not really?
Yeah, I'll say that you for this, you can add 1 to his roll for that. So you make a mind check.
2 dice, and I got to get over 7.
Yes.
4, 5, 6, 7. I got 7 exactly.
And then you add your mind to it.
With my mind added
to it. Okay, so Ed, you get plus 1 for trying to chip the pillar.
Okay.
So what'd you get?
I got 11.
All right, so shink, another crystal.
Now that chip.
That goes to who?
I already got one.
Yeah, I think he gave one to me, so I'm good.
And you gave one to him.
Right. So it can go to yourself or to Ryan.
No. When you said I'd like to see that again, I gave it to you.
Oh, right. Okay.
You gave the first one to Meyer.
Right.
Yeah, Meyer's got one, Chris has one, Derek has one.
Right.
Do you want one?
Do you want one for Horian?
As far as Horian's concerned, the one he gave to Meyer is his.
That's true. You did say you were going to hold it for him.
That's true. It's in my pocket. So
maybe you should ask him for one for you. This way, when he asks for it back, you still have one.
Yeah, sure. Actually, you know, Horian, can I have one, please?
Okay!
Thank you.
Yep, 12.
Yeah. All right,
yep, that's another one. All right. Ryan?
Might as well.
Okay!
I'm going to make another perception check.
Yeah, you can do that.
13. I make 11 on that.
All right. Yeah. So what'd you get, Ed?
13.
All right. So, Ryan, you look up, and you look towards that cloud of dust where you assume the Minotaurs were, and it's a lot closer now.
Uh-huh.
And... now that your ears aren't being deafened by the tong of his sword, those footsteps are a lot louder.
Can we assume that those?
So does Meyer get 2 heroism since he's holding mine and his?
Well, you could put yours in your pocket.
Well, he's holding mine.
Then as long as he has it, he gets 2 heroism.
Yes.
Let's just keep getting chips.
No,
I think
everybody.
It's fine. All right. Kill the Minotaurs.
There are Minotaurs running you down.
Right.
That's all right. We'll fight them. We have chips.
No, Hori.
What is heroism good for?
Hori never went to see his chip.
Oh, yeah. Heroism.
He'll get his heroism.
You could spend a point of heroism after you roll. Yeah, it's kind of like Moxie. You could spend it after you roll to add 1 to your total. Mm-hmm. Or to just completely re-roll.
Like, I don't know what.
Can I use it to kill a Minotaur?
No.
I don't know. Oh, this gives me 1 more moxie. All right. Do I feel different?
Yeah, when you no.
Okay, so then I wouldn't.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You really don't have any way to quantify.
Yeah, give me.
We should really
maybe
start
you feel
to go.
A little luckier, whatever that feels like.
Well, if they attracted the sound, then we...
Yeah, I was going to say, can we assume that these clangs have been echoing through the veldt?
Very much so.
Okay, then we need to move.
Do you want to try to do it stealthily, or are you just going to run?
Stealthily.
All right, well, you're on his shoulders. You don't get a choice.
Stealth mode, yeah, you are on top of a giant.
Yeah.
You're not doing that stealthily.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm going to try to stealth.
All right, so that's going to be agility minus 4. This is very difficult because that Minotaur got a critical success to spot you guys.
So that's minus 3. So I got a 5.
So, no.
Oh.
You go, stealth mode, Horion. Okay.
You can't see me! You can't see me!
Okay.
No, you can't see me!
Quiet, Mr. Minotaur, we're stealth mode now!
It's not a critical failure. You just don't stealth at all. You just walk normal.
I just say okay and walk normal.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Everybody run. Run right now.
That's going to be another agility check.
All run right. mode!
That's going to be at minus 2.
Alright.
Alright, screws. Stealth mode, run, Hori.
All right, so now how
do you mean at minus 2?
2d6.
2d6.
Yeah. Plus your...
I'm going to spend...
Right.
Minus 2.
Okay.
I'm going to spend heroism to re-roll.
It's a straight roll.
Okay, so I'm...
Or actually, it's plus 2 difficulty, so your base diff is 9 instead of 7.
Yeah,
8.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Then I'm... Okay. So I have a 10 plus 2 is 12.
Oh, did I have
that was a well spent point of that.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Mark?
7.
Then at some point, you thought I hit my head on the door.
7. So Chris failed.
I think every time we went through a low doorway, failed. I had to make a
I rolled. Right. I rolled an 11, and I've got 12. So I beat 9.
All right. Mm-hmm. So Derek and Ryan, you two take off. And Meyer, you're on Horian's shoulders, like kicking him with your heels. Faster, faster, faster.
Yeah.
But he's not going faster. So. Ed.
Shh! I'm trying to be stealthy!
Yeah. Ed, make... what's your agility?
1.
Okay, so the Minotaur goes first. Because initiative is based on agility. So, Tidor, yes. You turn around, and there is a giant Minotaur, like 15 feet tall, running straight at you, charging you.
Giant angry cowman, angry cowman.
He's got a hairy human torso and bull legs and a bull head with his horns.
And bullshit.
And he's holding a giant axe in his hands. And he goes and brings it down on Ed.
He's trying to ask us a question.
He is.
He is trying to ask you a question. So he uses his strength for his axe.
Yes.
What is your defense, Ed?
My defense is...
So you make an agility 4. Check. You roll 2d6 plus your defense.
You took the 2d6s I got. Give me the green one back.
So that's 10.
All right, he got an 11.
You don't,
so he hits
you. Don't get a green one.
What's your armor, Ed? Do you have any armor? Oops. Oh, no, that's your new defense.
That's a green one.
Ed, you take 2 damage.
Oh, green.
Okay.
Ed, you take 3 damage.
It has to be a different
color. Because he's charging.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
It's green.
Meyer.
Yeah.
Meyer, you take 1 damage.
No!
You go, the Minotaur just runs up and...
What's that, my endurance?
Yeah, minus, it goes from your endurance.
Oh. Do I minus that from 4 now it's 3, or just like a check? It's like a...
What?
Because my endurance is 4, so do I now it's not 3, or do I just like have a line on it?
No, it's 3 now.
Oh.
The Minotaur, you just feel the axe cut into your back, Ed, and it sends you flying forward. And you feel Tidor go flying off your shoulders somewhere as you land face down in the dirt.
Okay.
And there is a very angry Minotaur standing above you. So, everyone will do initiative. It's based on your agility. So, Ryan.
How about 1?
Chris.
1.
All right. Derek.
2.
Meyer?
Yeah. 1.
Ed is at 1.
Are you just thinking
and
the about.
The Minotaur is at 34.
Are you just thinking about how terrible it was when the first time I threw you at the bad guys,
yes,
you just got massacred?
Three.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Three giant Minotaurs.
They are. Like, throw me!
Giant
Minotaurs.
Regular size.
Alright, so everyone make an agility check to find out who actually goes first.
Without.
So you just roll 2d6 plus your agility.
7.
4.
9.
8.
7.
Yes.
All right, so... All right, so Derek, you go first.
No.
The Minotaur second. Well, because his agility is higher than yours.
Yes.
Oh, he wasn't supposed to make the check.
No, he was, because the Minotaur also.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
All
right. So wait, why didn't we make a check when he attacked me?
Because the Minotaur has two initiative.
Because he beat you out anyway.
Right.
It goes in order of agility. And then if there's ties for agility, everyone rolls to determine the actual order.
Yeah.
So Ryan, what'd you have?
9.
8.
7.
Oh, wait, you had 9?
All right, so yeah. Ryan is next. Chris, 8.
I didn't
Ed,
win
7.
Anyway.
Who has 7?
Ah, no, I wrote 8 instead of that. Ah!
This is a terrible vacation.
Adele Dazeem.
Okay. So, Derek, you're up first. You hear Hori and go, ugh! Do you turn around? Because you and Ryan are still running away.
No, I turn around.
Yeah, I turn around.
All right, you see a very angry Minotaur standing over Horian. Tidor goes flying off of his shoulders and rolls in the dirt and gets all scraped up. And there are two more Minotaurs coming up behind the other one.
Oh, God damn it.
Hell. I can say this is not going the way we planned, but I've never fought a Minotaur, nor have I got 3.
No, this is a giant Minotaur.
Well, I've never fought any of those.
They have the giant.
Let's go in for a closer look, shall we? Let's.
If we must.
Alright, so you're up first, Eric.
Alright, so then I'm going to basically charge the first Minotaur.
Oh, the one that's standing over Ed?
Yes.
Okay. So you roll your 2 dice and add your attack. And he rolls 2 dice and adds his defense, and whoever wins.
Okay, that would be 12.
All right, you beat his 7. So you do 1 damage with your sword.
Yes, definitely.
All right, the Minotaur is up next. And
he already went.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he did. You're right. So
technically, he did. You're right.
The other two Minotaurs are using this turn to run up and join the fracas.
All right.
And Ryan.
Joining their friends.
I'm going to heal Ed.
Okay. That's a mind check.
And if I have a skill in it, that's 3 dice? Or is that just
healing,
for learning?
It gives you advantage in healing rolls.
Okay, so that
so
is...
So you roll 3 dice and
take the highest
2.
All right. I rolled all 5s. So 14 to heal.
Now, I'm sorry, do you have healing as a skill or as a power?
A power healing.
Okay. I've got. So you heal a number of endurance equal to your mind stats.
So you heal up to 4, Ed.
All right, so Ed, you heal 4 back.
Yay, I'm back to 4. Can I go over my...
No.
Can I cast that on both of them, or is it a 1 target?
One at a time.
Okay.
You can heal a number of endurance equal to your mind stat. Healing yourself. So you can. Crisis.
So, Ed's sword, is it still buffed from before?
No.
It hasn't been that much time.
No, he buffed your sword for chipping crystal. The buffs work for a specific action.
Okay.
So you could buff his sword, buff it again
probably
for attacking Minotaurs.
Probably want to buff his sword again, yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what I'll start with.
So that's a mind check?
He's the main killy guy.
You can buff Derek's sword, too. He's
He's yet to go.
No, Derek already went.
I just went.
You just went. Oh.
Ed has yet to go. So if you buff Ed's
sword. I'm buffing Ed's sword.
Okay.
That doesn't sound bad at all.
Be 7.
You're like a
4,
buff
5, thing. 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah, Ed, you get a plus 1 to...
Brave.
I'll let you choose, Chris. Do you want it to do plus 1 to attack or plus 1 damage?
The damage.
Yeah, okay. No damage.
All right. Ed, there is a Minotaur above you. He is angry. He is big.
I'm going to hit him with a big old swacko.
All right. He rolls his defense.
Swacko.
So what do you roll 2 and add your attack?
I rolled 2d6, right?
Yeah.
So that's 14.
You definitely hit him. What, so it's...
Plus 1, plus his 1, and then the regular 1. So.
All right, so that's 3. Yeah, and you were attacking the one standing over
Yes.
Ed, right?
Correct.
All right, yeah. He howls. And takes a few steps back.
I hate Minotaurs!
All right, Meyer.
Extra
you're lying
damage.
On the ground.
Oh.
Dusty and cut.
Yeah. Forget it, did you?
Do I get extra damage because I hate Minotaurs?
No, he gets extra damage because I buffed his sword.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay in the ground and pretend I'm dead.
Give me a mind check to convincingly play dead.
Okay.
If he convinces me
no.
If he convinces us, me, that he's dead, can I get a bonus? Because I'm enraged.
Maybe.
Oh my god, I rolled.
Yeah, that's good.
14.
Alright, yeah, you...
I'm going to make a mind check to see if I can see through his deception.
First, you have to make a mind check to see if you notice it.
Okay. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, minus 1, so 10 to notice it.
Alright, yeah. So now roll again.
4, 5, 6, 5.
Yeah, he's dead.
Do I get a bonus to my next attack? I'm enraged. You killed my friend!
Yeah. To attack, not to damage.
Can we say plus one damage, minus one attack? Because I'm, like, swinging so forcefully.
He's going berserker.
Yeah.
If you want to do it that way, we'll say plus one attack, plus one damage, minus two attack.
Okay.
Because you're going berserk and you're not trying.
Okay.
All right. Back to the top. Derek.
Yes.
I ain't fighting no
Minotaur. That Minotaur one being suitably handled, I will turn my attention to a second Minotaur.
All right.
I'm sad.
You're just going to poke him with your pointy end?
Pretty much.
All right.
This is what I do. With a flourish, however. Not as well this time, I can guarantee it. A 10 total.
All right. He got an 11 on his defense.
There you go.
Oh, no. He got 10 as well.
All right. How does that work?
Ties... it does not say. I'm going to say...
I only get up to, like, reach the
Ties go to defender.
That would make sense if you think about it.
Yeah.
I say ties always go to Derek. All
right. Whether so or not you go with a flourish. And he just takes his big axe. And he's just going to take it and continue and... slam his axe back down on you.
What would you do if the rules said ties go to guys named Derek?
Fantastic.
Then we get it.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Alright, so you roll and add your defense.
Okay.
I'm gonna write a system.
Ties go to guys named Derek.
That would be a 9, sir.
Alright, that does not beat his 16.
No, nothing. That's very difficult to do, you know.
So you take 2 damage.
Very well.
As you go with a flourish. Aha! And he goes... and knocks you, he hits you with the flat of his axe, and you go flying into one of the crystal pillars.
Is that all you've got? Taken worse from less. All
right. There are 2 other Minotaurs. So, Ed, the one that you are engaged with is going to attack you again.
Oh, I got engaged?
Well, congratulations.
You did! Yay!
So, Ed,
you were at the party.
To a Minotaur, apparently.
A giant Minotaur.
Oh, well, that says so much. I can tell her on Facebook
Ed,
right
your
now.
Defense. Or just give whatever you want.
I read recently that they...
Oh, look.
Facebook is well,
so that's 16.
He also got 16, but you got boxcar, so it goes to you. So
plus
you...
tie goes to defender.
Yeah. Actually, critical success and defense gives you... Defense critical success. Defender does free attack.
Ooh.
All right. So you get a free attack on it.
Like 5 years of that coming down. Like it goes by the clouds above where the... Mm-hmm.
That's 11.
All right. Then how much damage do you do?
1, 2, 3, and then the additional because I'm enraged. So 4.
All right. He is not having a good day.
Little buddy!
He goes to swing his axe at you, and you just charge at him under his blow and heave and just cut his leg off. And he screams as blood spurts and covers you and he goes falling to the ground.
That's the fucker that killed my little buddy.
Yeah. No, I got you. Derek's engaged. Chris.
What my wife said.
We both got engaged to Minotaur.
Ryan and Chris each rolled up.
Nice.
Okay. I win.
No, you don't. Roll die.
6.
Will you marry me?
7. 1.
All right, Chris.
I got duck.
He got duck, so Ryan, the other Minotaur's attacking you.
Damn it.
6 doesn't beat duck.
No. Look at this guy. Can you say no to him?
No, I can't.
So he comes up and he is swinging his giant axe at you, Ryan.
Yes. Thank you, duck.
Mr. Lee. Defense.
Is duck actually a 1?
Well, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Chris made a convincing argument.
Would squirrel have worked as well?
No.
I don't know.
Is squirrel, like, worse?
What'd you get, Ryan?
11
to flying.
All right, I keep rolling 11 with him, so plus his attack, That's 16.
God damn.
So you take...
That 16 is insane.
Yeah. You take 2 damage.
Okay. God, I rolled Doc.
That's a big ow.
Additional damage if you roll a certain amount over.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. It's easier this way.
Yeah, because I would be dead.
Yeah, then Ryan would be dead. Okay.
As dead as Tiger.
And next up is Ryan.
All right, I'm going to heal myself so that I'm not dead.
That is a difficult action, so that's diff 9,
okay.
Healing yourself.
I'm at 1.
My little buddy!
I use all the time. Just guess,
oh, yeah. Just,
wow, that's
six,
a lot.
16.
All right, so you heal up to your endurance.
Okay.
Or mind score, sorry.
If I wanted to, could I empower his healing skill?
You
have to use your mind grapes.
I don't want to right now, but...
Well, I healed...
You can buff, debuff creatures and items.
Ryan, you gotta use your mind grapes.
All right.
I suppose you could.
No giant minotaur.
In my mind grapes.
If you go for a difficult action, which is diff 9, you can do a +2, -2. A bigger buff or debuff.
Okay.
So I guess theoretically you could empower Ryan's magical healing. Or depower it if you want to be a dick.
Ooh!
Right.
I hate healers.
Chris, it's your turn.
I'm gonna depower Ryan now. Those are the 2 minotaurs that are around now.
Yeah, well, yes, there's 3.
Right.
One of them is
legless.
Yes,
not legless. So, D-legged because
yes.
It still has 1.
How did the minotaur do 3 damage to me before?
He hit you with an axe
from behind.
Oh no, no. He has a charge ability. If he's charging at you, it does an additional damage.
Oh, okay.
I suppose the one that was considering going after me.
So the one that just hit
the
me?
One that just
yeah
crapped Ryan out.
That's the guy.
But I got a duck, so that happened to you instead.
I didn't
so
duck.
Damage every
duck.
He's very close to dead. He only has 1 hit point.
Oh, okay.
You ducked and I got hit.
I'm going to depower this guy. I'm going to debuff him.
Do you want to go for a difficult one or just a regular one?
Just a regular one.
All right, so you could do -1 to what? His attack rolls?
Yeah. Could I make his... Yeah. So if he attacks anywhere...
So you could do -1 attack or -1 damage.
I give him a
-1 attack makes it harder to hit. -1 damage, you'd, like, debuff his axe.
Let's make it harder for him to hit, I think.
Okay.
I'll, like, freeze him so he moves a little slower or something.
Oh. All right.
All right, so that's mine and 2 dice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah. You guys have -1 to attack.
And the duck.
Nice. So you, like, freeze one of his joints or something?
Or just, like, all over a little bit, so everything moves a little slower.
Yeah, Ryan, you're close. You see his hairs, like, kind of bristle and stand on end as he gets really cold.
He's like, what's up, disease?
And
like,
Eddie.
Did my guy fall down?
Oh, yes.
Who yet?
Like, can I, like, just...
Like,
kill
move
him?
Yeah. Mouth disease?
You could use the turn to
figure
okay. I'm not really sure,
yeah.
But...
So I'm just gonna, like, hack it.
I'm gonna say, though, because you're enraged, that's the end of your turn.
Yeah.
Like, that's... You're gonna spend a few turns just
all you're doing,
hacking.
All, yeah, all you're doing is just causing... you're Julianning this guy at this point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's very dead. And Meyer.
I'm dead.
You're just still playing dead? Make a
it seems to be
check.
Working.
Mind.
Mind?
Yeah.
This is a good strategy for you, Meyer. Lay face down in the mud and pretend
no,
to
no,
be
no,
dirt.
No, no, dirt. It's not mud until the blood
what does the dirt taste like?
He tasted the crystals.
I got only 6.
Yeah, all right. You don't notice poor Horian's cries of anguish at your demise.
Oh,
if you did, you would be.
I'm tasting dirt.
Yeah. And a little bit of your own blood.
No, Horian, it was the other one that killed me.
What? All right. Back up to Derek.
Okay, well...
That might work.
With a gentle glance over to the axe machine over here...
it's a great sword
machine.
I'm sorry, a sword machine over there. And no, so that we have 2 down. What is my proximity to the third?
No, there's only 1 down.
No, 1 down.
I thought we had 2 down.
No, I debuffed one, and the...
Ed killed one,
yeah.
And Chris made one a little chilly.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
so the one,
so
the one that hit me is still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's fine.
Oh, that, I will attack him again. I misunderstood who was dead.
Yeah, no,
who was not.
Yeah, you two are still dancing.
That's fine.
There you go.
That would be a 14.
Dancing. All right, that beat his 5.
I
so
waste a 14
on
a 5.
You do an attack.
I do an attack.
Yeah, that's 1 damage.
That's 1.
All right. He is going to attack you.
All right. That would make sense. Now, wouldn't.
Every attack.
That'd be a 12.
All right. That still does not beat his 16.
No, because you threw your 11 on your plus 5.
What is your endurance at?
My endurance is currently at 4.
Okay, good. And take off 2.
Very well. Now we're having a battle.
Yeah, this hurts.
Sure. Sure.
You're not going to let anybody know that.
Exactly, yeah.
Damn it.
All right.
So he got hit with an axe?
A big axe.
Okay.
This is great.
Derek, you have a slash across your chest, and now you have another slash across your chest.
What are you, the Black Knight?
It's a matching set.
Favorite letter.
What are you, the Black Knight?
All right, and the other one is attacking you again, Ryan.
To a certain extent, there's a part of
him
there.
Don't I go first? Or no,
until they both go too.
All right.
So you just get a defense roll automatically.
All right.
Don't worry.
15.
Yep, that beats...
I perceive you all the other one. You're the
6. Yeah, 11. So yeah, you... You dodge out of the way. Now you go.
Nice shot, steer boy. I'm gonna shoot a healing spell over at Derek.
Okay, that's probably
Meyer.
Meyer is dead. Yeah, actually,
I don't
know.
Make a perception check for us, Ryan.
Okay.
Did you succeed? Well, did you succeed your healing roll?
Yes, I did.
If he was dead, could he do anything anyway?
God damn it, he could try.
Hang on, perception is mine. I make that.
All right, make another mind check.
It was, okay.
First perception to see if you notice Meyer.
The first I make, the second I do not.
All right, Meyer's dead.
Oh, wait, what's the diff on the second one?
7.
7, yeah, okay, then I made it.
Oh, okay, no, he's just playing.
So he throws me, I oh my god!
You look over at him and gasp, and then you see him move a little bit as he breathes.
Okay.
Though honestly, I don't know if he really cares.
I just picture. We said there's no mud, but if he was just like face down in a puddle of mud, there's just little bubbles.
Yeah. you look over and there's just a little. Dust from his mouth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're ready to shoot your spell at him. Oh, never mind.
Does she notice me hacking?
Derek, you can heal up to 4.
I can heal up to 4?
Everyone.
That's fabulous. I'm all the way up again now.
Oh, good. All right. Ryan's the Viagra.
It's time for round 3.
And Chris.
Did the Minotaur react at all to me calling him Steer Boy?
Yeah, he went.
I feel like there's a Rocky V reference required here. I didn't hear no bell.
I think I'll give Derek a boost this time to his to his sword.
Attack or damage?
Which do you prefer?
I would say damage would be better.
That's what I was going to go for too. So
all right,
good.
7.
We speak telepathically in that way.
4, 5, 7. Yes, got it.
Okay. Yeah, you get plus 1 damage.
Plus 1 to damage.
You boost you feel your sword get colder as ice crystals sort of form along the blade. And Chris, you enchant it to do extra damage to Minotaurs.
Yay.
For the remainder of the scene.
Nice.
Ed, you're hacking up a Minotaur.
Can I catch one of the lines on my backswing?
As a free action, can I call out to Horion? Horion, it was that one who killed Tynor.
Yes. Ed, make me a mind check at plus 2 difficulty, so diff 9.
No.
You don't even hear it. It does not even register. This guy killed your best friend. And
all you hear
is the
shlorp noise of your sword going into goo.
No, the only thing you hear... is Tidor's cry as he
flew. Oh, no.
And it just keeps replaying in your mind.
Let me see if
you're making it pretty difficult for me to be in this battle at all.
Let me perceive.
You're the one who wanted to go berserk.
You didn't properly.
I wanted to go berserker rage and kill things, not spend the rest of the time attacking a dead corpse.
You went berserker rage on the one that killed your best friend.
I perceive that this...
You're doing... Why are you blaming him? He's playing dead. He's not doing jack.
He could get up and end your berserker rage.
What if you roll
out? He's just laying there laughing at you. That's what he's doing.
15.
All right, you hear Horion crying, a heart-wrenching scream.
Just screaming your name.
My buddy! My little buddy!
Oh, God.
And you glance up, and he is just... knee deep in Minotaur.
Oh, jeez.
Hamburger.
It is the most heart-wrenching scene you have ever seen.
When you reach down and put your hand in a pile of goo that used to be your best friend's face,
Orion.
You know what to do.
I feel bad then.
Orion, I'm okay. Kill the other Minotaurs.
All right, I'm going to say that pierces through your blind rage, Ed.
All right.
His voice. So next turn,
as you run
can,
to hug him.
Go.
Oh, okay.
But you lose.
You're alive. He actually snaps your neck and kills you.
So Meyer. Oh, that was your turn. Okay.
Yeah.
Back up to Derek.
Ah.
You feel rejuvenated.
I feel so much better. Let's dance, you and I.
I think it would be really funny if you looked up
ten,
tell me that you're not
12.
Dead.
No!
I got killed.
Would you give me the damn dice?
No. Apparently they're really good.
Switch.
All right, so he's going to attack you again.
I'm going to defend.
Fire just falls on me.
Oh.
God damn it.
That would be a 13.
I was trying to roll lower.
He also got a 13, so it goes to defender.
Yay!
Wow.
You jump, you carrying his giant axe is not smart.
No.
But you hop out of the way.
With a flourish. And a flash.
The other one is going to
inspire.
Switch to Chris.
Uh-oh.
You made him cold, and he doesn't like that.
It's chilly.
So he is going, so you roll your defense.
Chilly, really?
And add defense.
Yep.
But I insinuated that he was castrated.
What?
Oh.
I said I insinuated that he was castrated.
It's 10.
Yeah, well, the coldest reminds me how he grew up poor. Yeah.
Also 10. So you duck.
Wait, he had a minus one to hit too, right?
You called
so
he was a poor Minotaur.
So you,
my dad was a labyrinth Minotaur.
So you duck as the axe. You feel the wind of the axe go over your head.
Anybody want some Minotaur paste?
Right.
I have my dad was a labyrinth Minotaur. He made good money. We had a roof over our head.
I guess I'll try to fire one of my arrows at the Minotaur, since everybody else seems to be mostly healed.
I think it's
all right. So you roll attack. You roll.
Yo is an 11 Minotaur. It's pretty.
I probably did not make it.
What'd you get?
Four.
Good.
That's just a failure.
Yeah.
But you roll two dice and you add your attack to it.
Yes, I rolled. I rolled a one and a two, and my attack is one.
So yes, you miss. Ryan went. Chris.
Okay. So I guess you said my mage weapon thing was a staff.
Yeah.
So could I do the same sort of idea I had before, though, where like I put a spearhead at the end of it, made a device, and jab it into him?
Sure. So you roll your attack, but it's your mind.
So I roll my mind. Okay.
Plus one because your mind because the
right plus one
mage weapon when okay. you do. Oh no, that doesn't get the plus one because you're using it as a regular weapon.
No, I'm using it as a magic-y weapon.
Mm.
It says under damage you can use it as a melee or ranged attack.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we did that already. Okay, yeah. So it's plus one attack.
Okay, so it's this four there. Yeah.
Plus
my two dice, which is another four, so eight.
All right.
I'll roll that again, don't worry.
Okay.
He gets a nine.
Damn it.
Oh, no, he has minus one to attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you miss.
Okay.
Ed!
I'm gonna go, okay! And,
So there's one that Derek has been sword playing with.
Yes.
Rather ineffectively.
Toying with.
And there's one that is. At the two mages keep ducking behind.
Oh! Good! I killed that one! And then I'm gonna run and I'm gonna, hack at the one that I guess is trying to kill Derek.
Okay.
Eight.
Yeah, no, he gets 10 on his rolls. You don't have the minus two to attack anymore, though, because you're not Berserker.
Four, five, six, seven, eight.
Yeah. All right, so, no, you miss.
No matter how you spin those numbers, it's still eight.
And Meyer. You're not dead anymore. Congratulations.
Yeah. I'm going to try to loot the Minotaur group and see if I can find anything.
No.
God.
Oh, well.
You jump into a pile of desiccated Minotaur. There's nothing useful in there. It's a Minotaur. He lives in a dusty field.
Mm.
It's Minotaur goop.
Maybe he can take a nice.
I mean, he has a giant axe that you can't.
Well, you should make Minotaur goop angels.
Oh Jesus!
Could he take the horn and then later jam the horn into something?
You need something to cut and or break the horn off
with. Ed was
No. The Minotaur has a huge axe. That you can't
angels.
Lift.
He's dead though.
I'm wondering if maybe Ed already cut the horn off.
You're
twice the size of you.
Yeah, the axe is as big as you.
I'll just sit on his horn then.
Okay.
As a nice seat and watch as my buddy kill this.
You'll just put the horn in your butt.
Yeah. Yep.
Twist on a cone for a while?
Yeah, twist on a cone.
All right, so back to the top. Derek.
Well, we're going to try again.
All right.
The future 3. I mean 4. Because 3 was actually a move.
14!
All right, he only got 10 on his defense. And you do +1 damage to him because of the enchantments. All right. You get a gouge into his leg. Is what he does. Now he's going to try to attack you.
Yes, roll that 11, you son of a bitch.
I didn't.
Oh, good. Hold on. What did I roll? I didn't roll very well either, though. I rolled a 9 total.
He got a 12.
Yeah.
So that's 2 more on you.
That's fine. I got them back, so it's not horrible. That would have killed me, but no! I was regained.
And the other one is attacking Chris again.
No.
Yes.
Who's hurt? Derek, Meyer...
Meyer's fine. Meyer's 1 damage.
Yeah, okay. Meyer's been playing hurt for the last
4 rounds. Yeah, but that's still a quarter of my health.
Take 2 damage.
2 damage.
I only have 4 health.
I'm down a third right now. Ending combat.
I think Tidor in the next scene should start giving himself a manicure.
Oh.
All right, Ryan, what you gonna do?
Okay. Let's see. Chris 1-3. Derek 4-6. Derek's getting healed.
All right.
Can I make a suggestion instead? Yes. If Chris gets hit again, he dies.
Yeah, I'm going to kill Chris. I'm good.
So, 8 and 4 is 12.
All right, so you can heal up to 4.
Here's Frosty McFrosterson.
Dead. Yeah, that would have been a short run.
Chris.
I'm going to try... I guess the same thing as last time.
All right.
See if I can get this Minotaur that's attacking me.
All right, so it's +1. You use your mind, and it's +1.
Right, it's this 4 here.
Yep.
7.
Let's see what he rolls for defense. Much better.
12. You can spend, which one?
You can spend a point of heroism to reroll.
Do it.
You get it back during the course of the game, too, like when you do heroic things.
I will.
And at the next session, you'll get... Was that the exact same thing?
Yes.
Maybe you need new dice.
You should use those other dice.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's exactly the same, too, because it was duck and 3, and this one was a squirrel, so...
All right, so you still don't.
Okay.
Oh, wait, he rolled duck.
I did, I rolled duck.
Yeah, it's not as convincing the second time. You got 1 duck.
And now we will read from the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Duck.
All right, Ed, you're attacking him again?
Yeah.
Maybe I will use different dice.
11.
11, you hit him.
Hooray, it's a 3 damage. Chris is buff.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, Chris buffed you. All right.
And then 2, so like 1 more.
All right, he howls as well. He's going to shift his attention next turn to someone who can actually hurt him. Meyer!
Alright. You!
And I'm gonna start writing about this.
The guy sitting on the sideline.
I'm gonna pull out a book and start writing about this battle. And so.
Okay. You start chronicling your heroism in the battle.
Yes.
Alright, so.
Well, I talk about how I got my friend to
you emboldened Horion.
Yeah, heroically emboldened.
with your leadership skills.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, Derek.
I am ready to go.
What you going
to
do? Attack him again?
That's what I do.
All right.
12.
You win. That's 2 damage. No, he's not at 2. He takes 2. Alright, he is going to attack you again.
I will...
You are locked in single combat with a giant Minotaur. Yes.
I'll have it no other way!
I was attacking... No, he's not locked in single combat. I'm attacking
him. You're attacking the one that was going
up. Stop rolling 5-6.
As far as he knows, he's locked in single combat. What'd you get?
I did about as good as I can almost do. 13.
Well, did you get boxcars or
no?
Okay,
no.
Because boxcars are a critical success.
You know, I got 10 plus my 3.
Yeah, take 2 damage.
Uh huh.
Yeah. No, I'm attacking the Derek one.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I know that.
Actually, you do know that because they hit him already.
Exactly.
And I've
hit
Chris.
Him. He hit him.
He's going after you again.
I don't like him. Thanks, and
my bravado covers the fact that I am bleeding 14. Profusely from 4 wounds in my
chest.
So
you take 2 damage.
Yay, I'm back to where I was.
So the fact that I hit him in addition to Derek, is he worse off than...
Yeah, but there's 2 Minotaurs left.
Right.
There's the one that's attacking Chris.
Right. How bad off...
Oh, no, wait. You were attacking the one that attacked Derek?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, so he's almost dead. I marked on the wrong one. Yeah, you cleave another leg off, and he goes falling down.
No, Alex, I'm attacking the one that was attacking Derek.
Oh.
Yeah, I go.
Wait. You're the one attacking the one that was attacking Derek?
Yeah.
Hey, that headless guy is attacking my body.
You guys want to be dicks. 12 more Minotaurs ran out of the sky. Oh, gianter than
Jesus,
the other ones.
I played that. Oh.
I mean, I'm sorry, I must have been unclear.
Wait, that's a great song. I think I know that one.
I hide in the coop.
Minotaur Rain. That was my high school heavy metal band.
Oh no.
Rain of Minotaurs?
That's Rain of Minotaurs.
Alright.
Pretty badass. Can I make a more difficult check to try to heal both Chris and Derek?
Yes. Ooh. I'm going to say that's going to be plus 3 difficulty.
Down double
so it's
heal.
A 10?
Yeah. Well, I'll say that you can either make it a diff 10 to heal both of them, or make it at your regular diff and spread the points you have between the two of them.
All right.
If you make it a diff 10, they can both heal 4. If you make it a diff 7, you can choose, you know, like they both get 2 or whatever.
The battle medic.
I'll see if I can do it with a diff 10.
Okay.
Never.
Of course, I rolled. I'm gonna spend a hero point.
Battle medic
to reroll or
bravely, yeah, to reroll.
Reroll 2s.
Throwing
two
us up into combat to save
4 plus whatever 8 again.
Brethren.
Yeah, that makes it. 13.
All right, so Chris and Derek can both heal back 4.
Yay! Awesome.
Thanks.
I'm trying to.
Wow. That's
I'm trying
lovely.
To help.
You're helping. Hey, I would have been dead twice over if not for you. I'm very happy.
I would have been dead once over.
Right.
I killed a minute. I got 1 Minotaur killed. Thank you very much,
Ryan.
Uh-huh.
You have been doing a lot of healing, so I need you to make a.
Paradox check.
No. Make a straight
make
mind. Make another mind check.
Okay. Okay.
Make a macaroni portrait of Will.
8.
Okay. So you do not suffer any strain.
Okay.
No strain.
But
you passed your Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yes.
Just, you know, reading.
Alrighty. Chrysisk.
I'm still going to try and stab that guy with my ice spear staff thingy deal.
Okay. He got boxcars in his defense.
How do you want me to fight them? Smart them to death?
7.
I'm going to be nice. Maybe. He's not going to use his free attack on you.
Yay.
He's going to do it on me.
That's right.
He just turns and throws his axe at me. He, you know, I'm going to say, Chris, he uses his free attack to smack you away.
Yeah, so I needed to be away from him.
He's going to roll. So roll your defense.
Okay. There's the box cards.
Oh, okay. So now on his attack, you get a free attack on him.
All right.
So
I guess that kind of worked out.
You go to hit him, and he just moves out of the way and goes to smack you at the back of his hand, and you just matrix away from him. So you get a free attack.
So it's just back to the regular attack.
Yeah.
I got 11.
You got 12. You could use a point of heroism to
these
bump
These are
it up.
Big things.
Oh, I can bump
That's
it up
why
one,
they're
right? And that
so
would do
much
it?
Extra
no, it would still go to the if you use 2 points of heroism, you hit him.
Oh, but then I don't have any heroism left.
If only
well,
there
you
would
probably get one at the end of the
character.
You could use
like
a little
backstab
roll.
Or something. I don't know. Maybe that could be beneficial.
I mean, heroism...
it really is only good for that, though. Right?
For, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I want to at least hit him once. I'll use 2 points of heroism to bump it up and hit him.
Okay.
Yeah, you would do
so that.
That
is...
I will.
One attack.
Yeah.
All right.
Shut up.
You stab him with the pointy ends.
Yay.
He doesn't seem to care quite so much, but you hit him.
I did. Look, he went down from 9 to 8.
Yep.
Why don't you get hit by...
Red.
All right, so the other Minotaur's on the ground.
Yes, he is howling in pain and bleeding.
I'm going to turn my attention towards the Chris Minotaur.
Okay. Roll to attack him.
He got poked.
A furry red Minotaur.
That's right.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 15, 14.
Yeah, you hit him. That's 3.
Yep.
Alright, so Chris, you poke him, and he's going to go, mm. And then Ed walks up from behind in the same spot, just stabs him in the guts, and he howls in pain.
Yay.
And Meyer.
I help.
Minotaurian.
You know what? I would like to distract the Minotaur, so I want to use my knowledge to think up the worst thing I can think of to call this Minotaur, so then it will turn and be like, you son of a...
You... Booby!
Alright, so make a knowledge check.
You want to call him the worst thing?
He has to remember that book about Minotaur racial slurs.
I got 13.
Alright, the worst thing you could say, one of the worst things you could say to a Minotaur is insult the ring in his nose.
I'm sorry to any Minotaurs out there.
Oh,
shit's about to get real. But
hey, go back to your maze!
Oh, Ryan, come on.
Then I'll be like, hey, that's a shitty nose ring you got.
Which one are you yelling at?
The one they're fighting right now, the one that's still on the ground.
Okay.
Which one are you yelling at? The gooey one, the one laying on the ground, or the one that's a threat?
This is the first thing Meyer's done all battle.
I think it's a fair
question.
Hey, you
got... He emboldened me.
What is that in your nose?
A noble-hearted
pacifier?
Something soul. What is that?
Okay, the Minotaur...
What?
The Minotaur turns at you, Meyer, and starts charging.
I don't know,
okay.
A noble spirit.
All right, so...
Something like that.
That's the end of that round. So, Derek... Okay. The Minotaur is lying in front of you, bleeding and moaning in pain.
Well, I'm going to coup de grace at...
Do you want to say anything before you do it?
Yes. Remember, this is the day that you almost killed Thaddeus Swift.
And then you just stab him in the throat.
Why'd you say, you got a shitty nose ring?
All right, Meyer.
Does it hurt Thaddeus' pride at all that he spent all this time fighting the Minotaur, or at least inside?
Sword fighting is this game, not battling 15-foot Minotaurs with axes.
Speaking of battling 15-foot Minotaurs with axes, Meyer, make a defense roll.
Okay.
You did a really good job distracting that Minotaur.
Well, I have 0.
He's charging at you.
10.
And they get a bonus when they charge, apparently.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
All right, so he gets 12, so he hits you.
Oh, well.
So that's 3 damage.
Nope, I'm dead.
I was thinking about this before. I'm gonna.
can I say that we'll retcon a little bit? We'll say when I hear Tidor scream out about the nose ring, I just, oh my, and I ready a healing spell.
Well, no, but what I was going to say, I was thinking about this before, house rule is going to be 0 is unconscious.
Right.
Okay.
If you go below 0, then you're dead.
That makes sense.
So Meyer, the Minotaur, you're standing on his fallen comrade, and you go, hey, what's that in your nose? A pacifier? And he just turns, and he snorts so forcefully, you could see it, like, shoot out
and
of his nose.
And then I just go, oh shit.
Charges at you. And gores you with his horns.
What was the last thing
you said? Flying.
The horns.
No, I think Tidor should stay on his horn.
He just impales. Oh, that's so. He runs up with his axe and just slams it down on you with the flat side, and the horn goes through your stomach, and you're impaled on the horn of his fallen Minotaur comrade. Oh, you got Minotaur's horn.
I thought
I nailing him to the ground is even better.
No. I like that idea even better. So he comes up and gores you and stabs you and stands up, and you're just wiggling on the top of his horn.
Nay, now I'm unconscious.
Yes.
Go, now he's really
now I'm not faking.
I'm in a berserker rage.
That's perfectly fair, but all right, that Minotaur's dead. He just attacked Meyer. Ryan, you're up next.
I've got to heal.
Healing Meyer now isn't quite going to work.
Yeah, please.
Because
don't.
He's still attached to the Minotaur.
I don't want to wake
him. I healed it around the horn.
It just parted him
around the horn.
Get me off! Get me off!
He just permanently has a Minotaur under him.
All right. Is
no, he would just permanently have a Minotaur horn inside of his torso.
Is anybody else hurt?
No, I mean, I'm okay from the last time that you healed.
Still good.
I'm going to try to commit.
This is what happens when I have to fight a Minotaur. They complain that I wasn't doing anything. I do one thing.
I wasn't.
All right, in that case,
okay,
I
didn't fight a Minotaur. You mouthed off to a Minotaur.
Yeah, that's
well,
there's a big difference.
I wasn't doing anything.
All right.
Oh, I'm completely fine with what you did. I'm just sorry what happened to you after that.
I will attack it, I guess, with my bow and arrow.
So quick.
Okay, roll to attack.
That's the only attack I've got.
I thought I could distract him and get a free
I get a 5.
No,
that doesn't beat him.
You said the worst.
You know
thing
what? Maybe your
say.
Blood will drip into his eyes and that'll distract him and you'll get 2 distractions on one yell.
He's just
fucked. Well, I'm probably still going that, but I'm now just limp.
If you had brain one and
Chris,
that one on top of your deck.
I guess I'll keep attacking the one that's.
There's only one left.
Good.
The one with
he's
easily identifiable by the Tidor on his horns.
Yes, you've got a little bit of dwarf,
little person.
That's right.
What'd you get?
7.
That person 9. Is a politically correct.
Little person.
It is nowadays.
Yeah.
Back then, it didn't.
All right, Ed.
Put my little buddy down.
Minus 2 attack though.
Let's see, that's 7, 8, 9.
It's very confusing for him. You were dead, you're not dead, you're dead, you're not dead. What the hell is going on right now?
Well, what did you get?
Well, I got 4.
This is an emotional roller coaster.
Plus 1 damage.
I got 9.
Alright, so did he. So it goes to the defender.
Alright, I'm going to use 1 heroism then.
Okay, that's fine. So you bump it up, so that's 4 damage?
Yeah.
Alright, you cleave another leg.
No, can I just... Since I'm just going to coup de grace him after I cleave his leg off.
Okay.
Can I just say I cut his head off?
No, he's 15 feet tall.
But he's laying on the ground after he got his leg cut off.
Then you can cut his head off.
It's a cause and effect. You got to wait until he falls down.
I'm like 8 feet tall.
Yeah, that's not 15.
That's true.
Also, if you're 8 feet tall, you probably can't jump 8 feet in the air.
Yeah, no, you can cut his leg off and then cut his head off. You can't just reach up and cut his head off. All right, now you can pop the Meyer off. Pop the Tidor off.
I'm going to pop him off.
Save my buddy.
Bring him over here.
I'm going to cradle him.
All right, make that roll, Ryan.
I'm going to rock him.
7 plus 4 is 11.
All right, so you can heal back up to Ryan's mind. So
4.
So you can heal back 4.
I'm good again.
So, all right. So you can all get +1 heroism for defeating the Minotaurs.
Yeah.
The giant Minotaurs, I'm sorry.
So he wakes up. So Meyer wakes up being cradled by me.
Yeah, Meyer, you come back through a haze of pain.
I'm weeping.
The last thing you remember is the face of the Minotaur, and then
with his stupid nose ring.
Yeah, his stupid nose ring, and then just pain, and then you blacked out, and you wake up, and you're staring up at the face of Horion.
I'm gonna put my hand on his cheek. You did well, buddy.
But considering you just got gored and almost killed by a giant Minotaur, you feel
is the last Minotaur dead or just
they're all dead?
Okay,
you're alive. You're alive.
The only things they have are their big axes. If you want to try to loot them, but you have to be pretty big to use them.
Orion,
what's your strength?
4.
Hey, what's the market price for Minotaur horns?
Make a lore check.
How much damage does it do?
It's +1 damage, but -1 attack.
Is that mind?
It's a two-handed weapon.
Failed.
Critical failure. Worthless. Junk. No one wants them.
Can I make that check?
Yes. All right. I'll even let you use natural history.
All right.
I'm too much thinking because he's...
Your thought of minotaur horns right now is how much they hurt.
Right.
Yeah. 16.
Yeah, especially if you sell them to like an alchemist, they're rare ingredients in some potions.
So you could probably make some money off. These are 15-foot tall minotaurs. How big are their effing horns?
They're pretty big.
I should know.
The horns might be worth something if we want to pick them up.
What does weapon craft do?
I don't know.
I think it gives you advantage on one type of sword. Weapon craft, choose a weapon group, advantage in attack or defense.
To be absolutely honest with you all.
So you probably should have been rolling three dice.
It's got to be a four. It's got to be four.
Yeah. So you have weapon craft swords, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it gives you. So you roll three dice and then you take the two highest.
So strap them to the giant.
I will say the horns are 4 feet.
All right.
So, I got a backpack, don't I?
No, I don't.
I have a backpack. I just picture a tiny little bag with a huge thing sticking out of it.
I have a backpack.
I can tell you right now that a minotaur horn is not going to fit in my backpack. That's all there is to that.
You can take part of it.
Okay.
You don't have to take the whole thing.
Well, here's the other thing to consider, gentlemen.
We're coming back here anyways.
We do have to come back through this area.
So why don't we cut them off and bury them?
Okay.
All right, you hack off the minotaur horns.
I was actually going to point out that we do have to walk back through here, and if any of the minotaur's comrades come this way, they'll see that we've mutilated the corpses of their friends.
Well, yes, yes.
We already did that anyway, though.
Yeah, there's one that's pretty mutilated already.
That's true. All right, so
he's pretty fucked up.
We did turn one.
Joe!
And none of these minotaurs has a full complement of limbs anymore.
I was just about to go, oh God, Frank, what did they do? You beat me with Joe. Frank was a better minotaur name.
Frank wasn't a much better minotaur.
Frank the minotaur.
You just had two more days to retirement.
to minotaur retirement.
That's my blood.
We're basically the same thing.
What do you do? What do minotaurs do?
Tidor's already called dibs on that bloody horn.
Yeah, see, my blood's all of it, so I get that.
It's probably got some poop on it, too.
I'll say you guys could, if you want to chop off some horns, you can hide them in a place that you'll remember.
That's fine.
Alright.
Okay.
I don't have any chopping altogether,
right?
Yeah.
So everyone gets one.
Everybody gets a horn. And
probably we should give the extra one to Tidor. No,
Torian.
Since he did pretty much all of the killing.
He's also probably the only one large enough to carry it.
Yeah.
Let's not worry about living it up until we get back.
Oh yeah, maybe one of us will be dead.
Yeah. So. I'm not gonna take the axe because my sword does the same thing except without the penalty. Yeah.
Okay.
And also,
we can sell the axe.
Maybe one of us will be dead. We all just glare at each other.
Well, we can hide the axe with the horns. We can sell it.
That's, that's going to be a lot of shit to carry back, though.
Yeah. I can do it.
Not all of that. Not 6 minotaur horns and 3 giant axes.
Well, we can carry some. Like, we can carry the axes between us, maybe.
What's your strength?
My strength is -1.
Then no, you can't.
Mine is 0.
All right, you can't.
I have a 1.
Also, I'll say Derek. Derek would be able to
drag it.
I mean, they're heavy.
Yeah.
So every point you can.
Are they heavier than the horns?
Yes, they're metal.
Why don't someone else carry the horns then, and then he'll.
So
on the way back, you can do that.
In that case, Mara walks over to the axe. I don't see what the big deal is. They're. We should leave these behind.
Yeah, the way heavy items work is you can carry your strength number of heavy items, and then you get encumbered. And
so Mara can carry -1 items.
Fast travel.
Yeah, then you can't.
Negative one heavy items.
Oh.
No, then it's -1 to all of your agility and strength checks while you're encumbered.
So we can carry them. We just.
That's true. It would just take you a really long time.
Yeah, we're not in a rush when we're coming back, probably.
Alright, it's up to you guys.
We're here for now. Let's go.
Yeah.
Alright, so we've got our crystal
shards.
There's
a fire to find,
yes, you
gentlemen.
Got your crystal shards. You killed some minotaurs. I think I'm going to cut this next part because that minotaur fight took a long time.
No, we still have an hour at least before things get crazy.
Okay. So, you pass through. Well, what do the rest of you guys think?
What time is it now?
It's not 10.
I think
I'm good for another hour.
Yeah.
YOLO.
All right. So you pass through the crystal velts to the Vale of Traitors.
Oh, right. I like the sound of that.
Forested Vale. Oh, you can make lore checks. Ryan,
natural history.
I'll say your history book, and no, that still doesn't really apply.
It's a lore check.
It's a book of lore, though.
But it's a book of lore in a specific thing.
Okay. 12.
Okay. It's a mind check if you want to see if you know.
I got 12 as well.
Thank you. I have no idea.
Your nose ring is up.
Eight.
I'm going to make a mind check.
I rolled a 6.
I got an 8.
Now you actually passed. All right, so you have all heard of the Vale of Traitors.
Well,
as you walk up, rotting corpses with nooses around their necks are strung up on trees, and there's a crooked, moldy wooden sign that says, "Beware." It's a dark, dense forest. The foliage is so thick, it's almost night inside, except for a few pools of sunlight that break through.
I don't go in.
The forest is known for being home to bands of shadow goblins.
I don't go in.
And it's said that people who enter do not leave because they get infected with the traitor's madness.
I don't go in!
Only way
we have to go through it to get to the other side.
Yes.
Oh, here. I know a protection spell, so you can protect me from the thing. Right? Bibbidi bobbidi boopity boop. You're not a traitor, bibbidi bop. There you go. And I give you a kiss on the head.
Can I make a mind check to give him some kind of a special effect?
What?
Him
like a flash come from his hand or whatever.
That's not really your forte.
Could I do it?
You could,
well,
like a little bit of frost.
I kind of figured, make
a mind check.
Yeah, I kind of figured that my spells look just like shards of white light that I throw from my hands.
Yeah, so make a mind check.
Give him a meaningless.
Right.
I'll even say that's going to be at a -4 difficulty because it's easy. So you're gift 3.
Okay, I make it.
All right. Yeah. You blink for a second.
I'll even just heal Horian, and then
I think he's full up.
Right, but
all right. Well,
so I shoot a healing spell. His all right. Horian.
How you feel?
It looks like you did something.
Oh, okay.
You want?
Well, if you protected me with your boobity bobbity bibbity spell,
yeah,
you did.
Okay with it.
You want to hold one of the shards?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so that's +1 heroin
for Red. you started scratching your face. I pictured Horian was just eating it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You're just
going to start sucking on it.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say he's rubbing against his face, but he sucks on it. That's even better.
When you put it in your mouth, it's cool, and it doesn't get warm. It stays cool.
There you go.
It still tastes like dirt.
No, now it doesn't taste like anything.
I'm just gonna suck on it like a pacifier.
There you go. You
better hope no one hits you in the face and makes you choke on it.
Nah, that'd be bad.
Well, I'm not gonna continue to suck on it through a fight.
Alright, so, do you enter the Vale of Traitors?
Now I got something to suck on, sure.
Alright.
That's what she said.
Of course!
Who has lanterns?
I do.
I have a lantern.
Alright, you're probably gonna wanna light them. It is dark inside the Vale.
I give Tidor my lantern.
Are you riding him?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I make a torch?
Do you have a torch?
I mean, like, there's a forest, so can I find something and light it on fire?
With what?
With the lantern.
Oh, okay. Yeah, make a...
If we have lanterns, we probably have some lantern oil that we can soak.
Yeah, I got a lantern.
Eight and a 3.
Yeah, you make a torch.
Hey.
Can I do the same?
Sure.
Mind
check to see if you can figure out how to make a torch.
7.
Yep. Chris's is a little bit better, but yours works.
Can't be that hard.
I'm holding a lantern in my offhand and my sword in my
like a rag. Dip it in like lantern oil or something.
So you passed your mind check.
Yeah. My torch.
Chris
is
a frost mage. Fire is not his forte.
No.
All right, so you enter the Vale of Traitors. There is but a single path winding through the dense, dark forest. Okay. And as you walk down, you hear things skittering in the brush.
Mm-hmm.
Make a perception check at +4 difficulty. So, with 11.
Oh, I critical fail.
All right.
What is it?
Okay, I rolled 7 out of 11.
So you regular fail.
Wait, we're trying to get out 11?
Yes.
Okay. We don't add anything to it, do we? Just our roll?
You add your mind.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm still... I did not pass.
Get it.
Nope. Nope, nobody succeeds. Okay.
Yes, that gives me a 9.
All right, so...
We've never been in here before.
You do not see the shadow goblins.
Shadow goblins.
This area is very dark and creepy. It's unsettling my calm.
All right. So, they get a bonus to attack you.
Well, if they can get up above this 8-foot giant on the shores.
They're shadow goblins.
Traitors. At least I'm happy they're not 15 feet tall.
Oh no, I'm like getting hit in the face and choking.
That's right, you don't know what's coming, Ed.
Oh,
wait,
no.
Is one of the goblins Benedict Arnold?
No.
What?
Because traitors.
Oh, okay.
Alright, the goblins have agility too.
The Rosenbergs?
Alright, so they all get to make attack rolls on you guys at plus 2. So you guys make defense rolls to see if they... Oh, no, wait, you don't get to make defense rolls.
Right.
You don't know what's coming.
Correct. Surprise attack.
I'm gonna die.
So there's 5 goblins.
We're gonna die.
That's
surprise attack.
Wouldn't my armor still work, though, even if it's a surprise attack?
It just makes you harder to hit. It makes you harder to hit, but if they...
I actually have one more endurance than you guys. If they do 3 damage, I'll make it and you guys...
Chris!
Well, I have 4.
You do not get hit.
Ha! I'm the best!
I have 4 endurance.
Ryan?
I'm gonna get hit.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, Ryan gets hit.
Wait, I'm in his shoulders. How are they gonna get me?
They're magic.
The Shadow Goblins.
Shadow Goblin.
As a species with a name like Shadow Goblin.
Derek gets it.
All right.
But even my...
Well, I'll let you choose, Meyer. Either you can get attacked and Ed can get attacked, or Ed will get attacked twice.
I can get attacked twice. It's fine.
All right. Ed gets attacked twice. First one does not hit.
Okay. There you go. They missed me.
That would have been the one for you.
The second does. All right.
So how much damage do we get if we got hit?
You each take just 1 damage.
That's not bad.
But...
It could have been worse.
Ed choked on it.
Everyone make a mind roll at plus 1 difficulty.
Shit.
No.
Wait,
everyone that got hit?
No, I'm sorry. No. Strength roll.
Oh, okay.
Strength roll?
Yes.
Everyone that got hit. So not me.
I didn't get hit.
So, okay. Yeah.
Div 7.
I have an 8.
I got 11.
All right.
I got a 4.
All right. Chris?
Well, I didn't get hit, but I also rolled a 9.
Oh, right. So all right. So you got 4. So, Ryan, you... 6. All right. So... This is what happened. You guys are walking through the dark forest.
That's not funny.
And all of a sudden, there's a rush of wind, and the four of you just feel cuts and blades. And you look, and these dark, grinning goblins with their eyes look like burning coals.
Are they grinning ghosts?
No, they're goblins.
Is one of them Geddy Lee?
No.
Are they singing Rush songs?
No. Oh. I wish. They are just come from out of the bushes and attack you. And Ryan, where this shadowy blade that almost looks fake slices across your arm, you just feel burning spreading through your skin. And it quickly just rushes up your arm into your brain. And everything goes red.
That's not good.
And you come down with the traitor's madness for 6 turns. So one of your attacks, whatever you do, has to be an attack directed at the rest of the party.
Okay.
For 6 turns.
Good thing for all of you, my attacks suck.
Good thing for all of you, Ed didn't get hit twice.
That's right.
Well, wait a minute. Can Ryan's attacks be healing?
No.
That's what he was going to be doing anyway.
Can you heal the goblins.
Can I heal the goblins?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Because I would probably do that.
You have the traitor's madness. You have to act against the best wishes, against the best interest of your patron.
I should have bibbidi-bobbidi you.
So they cast Confuse on it.
Yeah, pretty much.
I should have done the bibbidi-bobbidi.
Yeah, all right. So everyone make an agility check again to see who actually goes first.
9. 10.
All right, one sec.
8.
Derek, what'd you get?
Okay, wait, it's just the
2d6 plus your agility.
Okay, it is a 6.
All right, so the goblins go before you.
That would make sense.
No, I'm just in terms of initiative from now on. Because they got a 11 on their roll. Okay, so Ryan, you got... Chris, what'd you get?
8.
Ryan?
I got 9. Mine? I'm sorry, 10.
11.
Ed?
10.
All right, so it goes Meyer next, and Ed, then Ryan, then Chris.
Me last.
All right, so goblins all attacked you. Huzzah! Derek!
Yes?
There is a shadow goblin up front.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Is it Delta Z one of the goblins?
Maybe. Are you attacking?
I'm sorry. I thought they attacked before me.
They just attacked you.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, they got a surprise.
Oh, that's okay.
Cool, yeah. Person.
All right, then yes, I am. I'm sorry. I was rolling to defend. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm good. But yes, I will attack.
Hopefully these guys will be crunchy.
Yes, that would be a 14.
All right. Yes, you beat his defense. So you do a damage.
Yes. So I'm only at one. I'm not boosted anymore.
Yeah, you were.
Okay. Yeah. You slice him. He's kind of shadowy. You don't know. Maybe. You did something.
I may have made contact.
No. Meyer,
first encounters at the shadow coming.
Pretend to be asleep.
Horian, I'm dead.
No.
You know what? I'll climb down. I'll hit them with my axe because it's the same roll as my dagger.
Okay.
Because it's still at a 0.
Make an attack roll.
Might as well.
What's your attack?
0.
Oh, okay. So they get defense.
5.
Yeah, they got 10 on their defense.
That's good. It's all good.
All right. Ed.
Wait, I have 2 weapons. I have an axe, which is my strength, which is 0. And my dagger, which is my agility, minus 1, which
one
is 0.
One of the ones that step on one.
Well, okay. Maybe we should have figured that part out. You're the thinker.
All right, that beats his defense.
I'm thinking that when I level up, I should get better.
What? Oh, yeah, you get advantage.
Oh, that's boxcars.
All right, so yeah, that's an extra damage. So, was it 3?
Yeah.
Stop taking Myers as their die.
Yeah, you cleave him, and it screams this horrible, high-pitched...
Does it die?
No, it does not die.
Greedy.
But they're shadow goblins, so you kind of slice it in half, and it reforms, but smaller.
Okay. You gave him the green one?
That's right, you can't have it.
Ryan!
No. I'm going to heal that thing that I just hit.
All right. Make a mind check.
13.
All right, yeah, you heal it. Good job. Yeah, it grows in size.
Can we perceive that, what he's doing?
Make a perception check. Everyone but Ryan.
Everyone but...
okay, no.
7.
Guys, I'm 8. Evil, but I didn't notice.
Yeah, I 4.
I can I get plus 2 perception for aura or body language.
Yeah, that counts.
Okay. So then I got 12.
Okay, yeah. So, Ed, you got 8? Yes, whoever passed, you see Ryan, his face has like red veins going across, and he just has this crazed look in his eyes. And how do you do your healing spells? Do you just point your hand?
I kind of picture that.
The character name over his head went from blue to red.
Yeah, and he has his hand, you know, he's making that healing gesture that you're all, you know, noted, but he's like pointing right at one of the goblins. So that's one round for Ryan as evil. And Chris?
Can I empower Ryan to make it harder for him to heal goblins?
Yeah.
That's what I'll do. Do I get a counter on that or no?
No. If you want to make it a difficult check, Chris, you can make it -2 instead of -1.
Do it.
Oh, it would be 9, though, right?
It would be diff 9.
Do it.
YOLO.
I got 1 point of heroism if I need it.
3 and 7. So if I had done a regular one, it would have worked, but no.
YOLO!
No, sorry.
Alright, so...
I shouldn't have done
it. Ryan, well, you feel a cold wind brush over you, but nothing happens.
If you succeed, you get swag.
That was the most incompetent debuff I've ever seen.
It was also kind of refreshing. Regular type. It's kind of stuffy in this forest.
So evil, what's your name? Evil, your Mara is English?
Yes.
That's kind of how I want people to say
Yolo!
All right, goblins are back up. So everyone except Ryan, make a defense roll.
Oh, man, I don't get
what does athletics do again? I don't remember.
That's a good roll. I mean, no.
Athletics, advantage in athletic activities. Climbing, swimming, running, etc.
The opposite of a good roll.
And plus one defensive, unarmored, and unencumbered.
I'm doing okay.
But you are neither. All right, so Chris, what'd you get?
10.
11.
All right, 1 second. All right, 10. Got 8 to hit you, so you're good.
I'm the best.
Ryan, you're on their side.
Uh-huh.
Derek.
13.
They got 12, so you're okay. Meyer, you're on the ground. What'd you get?
5.
They hit you.
Yep.
And Ed, 2 of them are... Oh, no, one of them is attacking Meyer.
Terrible.
They got 13.
Okay.
All right, so strength. You each take 1 damage and make a strength check.
Would this count as an athletic activity?
No, this is resisting infection.
I got it.
That's athletic.
No, it's not. So make a strength check, Meyer.
Oh, okay.
8.
Okay. I so want that to get infected.
10.
All right, you're good.
The whole party would get killed.
Yeah, that would be the end of your game.
Especially since he got me first. Yeah.
What? How perfect. Did anyone else get hit?
No, Derek and Rob. I was okay.
Alrighty. So, Derek?
I will attack.
All right.
11.
11.
They also got 11.
Ah,
12. If you spend a point of heroism, it'll hit.
Okay, I have 2.
Excellent.
All right, so yeah, you hit him again.
The thing. You have
the laptops.
Undressed.
I'm going to...
Meyer, make me a perception check.
No. I mean, okay.
Mind.
10.
Okay, you notice... as you were climbing down with your lantern, they were shying away from the light of your lantern.
Oh.
Just your lantern?
No. They were shying away from the light. He just noticed it from his lantern because he was holding it.
I got to spread some light then. Is there stuff I can burn?
Ooh. You're in a forest.
Could I buff his lantern with ice lenses to scatter the light?
What the hell's an ice lens?
A lens made out of ice.
Oh, I know that.
Why not?
The burgeoning medieval science of optics.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. I'll let you.
Then I'm gonna say they hate the light,
so
and I'm going.
I would have. Oh, okay. Never mind. He's gonna yell out they hate the light. So now I don't have to notice it for myself.
I'm gonna say they hate the light, and I'm gonna maybe go to the forest, get a stick, and start. Burning stuff.
Okay. You don't have to roll for that. You do.
More light.
Ed.
I'm going to hit one.
You swiped your sword through it, and it screamed and reformed smaller. And then Ryan healed it, and it grew back to its normal size.
Hey, stop healing that thing.
Ooh.
I rolled 3 fives. So that's 14.
All right. Wow. You hit it. That's 3 damage?
Yeah.
No, it was 3 last time because you got a crit. So it's 2 damage.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And Ryan.
I'm going to heal it again.
All right.
You're not the boss of me.
You're not the boss of me
14.
Now.
Yep, all right. You heal it back up again.
When you're not so...
Which one? The one
that Ed was fighting.
Ed keeps almost killing it, and then I heal it.
Are you singing the Mouth in the Middle theme?
And Chris,
I'm gonna buff his lantern.
All right, I'm gonna give you a +2 difficulty on that
because
you're trying to buff a thing
Bryan
made like hot make
in
made of fire
in the middle
with ice magic.
Okay,
so it's gonna be diff 9.
Did it?
All right, so the light spreads further.
I got, wait.
forgot 14, pencil
yeah.
and 14.
Yeah, you
pencil
do it.
Erasers.
So, Meyer, as you're going, as you're running towards the forest to grab sticks and stuff, your lantern, you know, the light starts spreading out yeah. more. So you're standing in a brighter pool of light.
Intriguing.
All right, back to the top. Goblins.
Goblins.
Attacking all of you.
Even me?
No, not you.
Yay. And that was... That was turn two.
Seven.
Evil. Yes, that was turn two of being evil.
Is there any way we knock his ass out? Her ass out?
You can attack her.
I'm a third of the way there.
Chris.
Ten.
They hit you.
No.
11.
No, they don't.
Derek?
I had a sneeze, but no.
I got seven for my defense, but I got 14.
Ten from me?
That's what she said.
Well, wait a second, Ed. I'm going around in order.
Ten from me?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, no, 10 for you?
Yes.
You also get hits.
Ah.
All right, Chris, so, Ed, you got 7 for your defense. Derek, let me do Ed next, since he seems to love jumping the line. All right. You don't get hit. Oh, no, you do. So, everyone who gets hit takes 1 damage.
14 for my strength.
All right, and then make a strength check. Meyer, make a defense check.
8.
Oh, no, you know what? They're not attacking you.
Good.
Ed, you're getting attacked a second time.
Okay.
Make another defense check.
Oh, that is 8, 9, 10,
11, 12. All right, that's a tie. Goes to the defender. So, did anyone not make their strength check?
Oh,
strength check.
Was it 7 I got to roll?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
No, I didn't. I got 4.
All right, so Chris.
I got an 8.
3 turns.
Yay, 3 turns.
You also feel... It cuts you, and you feel the fire burn through your skin, straight to your brain.
I don't like
you
fire.
Come down with the traitor's madness.
I don't like the traitor's madness either.
All right, so Derek, you're up.
I guess I'm going to attack again. I don't see anything else. My perception checks have been crap. So.
All right, so roll to attack.
I have to just focus on what's in front of me. That would be a 14.
Yep, you hit it. All right, you are slow. You're parrying and slowly once again killing. Meyer.
Three hits on that one.
I'm gonna say tell Horian to come closer to the light to me, so then he won't get attacked.
Okay. You shout it out. Make an agility check to see how much you can get done this turn.
Okay. Hiya. 9, 10.
All right, so you're just trying to find stuff to burn?
Yeah.
All right, so you...
That's my, make a lot of light. So, yeah, I'm just finding stuff.
You trying to make a forest fire or a fire pit?
Fire pit. Just, I want a lot of light, so I'm just going to get a fire pit.
Okay, so you start grabbing sticks and sticking them in the lantern and then throwing them on the ground to build it up.
Yeah, I want a
forest. Meyer, then Ed.
I'm going to run over the light.
Okay, you run over to the light.
Because I already know that if he gets...
Brian?
Do I instinctively know that Chris is on my side now?
Yeah, there's something about him.
Alright, I'm going to heal him then.
Yay!
Okay.
Good use,
Yeah, I healed him.
Alright, Chris, you're healed.
Alright.
That was a good use of your trainer's curse there, Ryan.
Yep. And Chris.
Jeez, I wonder. Maybe I'll just buff Ryan since we're on the same team.
Alright, what are you buffing?
I'm going to make it easier for him to heal. Maybe that's not... Yeah.
All right, now, but it's only going
no,
to
no,
apply
I'm
to...
I'm
going to
buff his attack, because he's not going to use it.
Yeah, no, he's going to use it. He could.
He could.
Well, I have a bow and arrow that I miss every time.
I'll buff his bow
to
do more damage.
Yeah, his arrow.
Well, it,
no, the bow. This way it applies to every arrow, not just the one arrow.
Alright, so roll it.
Okay. Leave the magic to the magic users.
Boring, he's a terrible.
Alright, so Ryan, your bow does +1 damage.
Awesome.
Against them.
Ah.
Against teammates.
Yes.
Nice.
And that was it.
Hey.
Alright, goblins are up again. So, Meyer and Ed, you see the two goblins that are chasing you, Ed, as you run into the circle of light, and as you do, they. and recoil. Off the lights. So they're just kind of standing there.
There you go.
Derek?
Yeah?
You're being attacked twice, though.
Oh!
Plenty of goblins.
How nice. All right.
So make 2 defense checks.
Fine.
What's the first one?
12.
All right. That ties, so you
Sweet.
Win.
Sweet. 11.
That wins. Sweet. So you, the two of them, you just go ting ting.
Is there enough light for Thaddeus to come also into the?
If you tell him,
I have a lantern in my hand too, but it's that's probably what's allowing me.
You're holding it off to the side, yeah, so you can more effectively sword fight.
Exactly. That's what.
If you want, you can make a perception check.
I'll try.
And you know, it provides dramatic lighting for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's it. Right. You're back. Yeah, you're back.
He needs to be backlit while he's sword fighting.
Yeah, no, I'm too busy fighting.
All right. Yeah.
I rolled a five, and my mind is a six. So yeah, I'm not.
All right. Good. Yeah. So you
gets in your opponent's eyes and distracts them a little bit.
Derek, what are you
going to
do?
I'm going to attack.
All right.
I like that.
I'm going to stick with the one that I've been attacking so far.
Yep.
However, Snake Eyes.
Oh. All right, I think that gives him a free attack. Attacker.
It's all right, you can kill him. Or we don't know this
scenario. Hey.
Maybe it just does double damage.
And it's a fancy sword and stuff. Lots of money.
Derek gains the usual amount of experience.
Defense, critical success, defender does free attack.
Those, I don't remember, actually.
I'm going to say you drop your sword.
That's fair.
So my you're going to have to. Your next turn is going to be picking up your sword.
Remember when Alex said he was going to skip this part and we told him not to?
Yeah. I'm happy about it.
We're all going to die.
I'm enjoying this.
We're going to die.
I'm sorry, that was Ryan's third turn of being evil.
You know what?
And Chris's first turn.
If we die, we die. We died in an adventure.
No, we're not going to die. I got him in the light with me.
Yeah, Ed's in the light. That's probably good.
You know what we have to do.
Derek, dude.
Yes.
Put out Meyer. The light.
Yeah.
But Meyer, what are you going to do?
I'm going to just keep making
make another joke.
I guess
check.
We could just... we should use this turn and just put out our torches.
We could.
That would help.
No, you have to put out Meyer's fire.
My fire.
No, you have to put out Meyer's fire.
Okay.
Meyer's fire is the more immediate threat. Yes.
Eight.
All right. So you keep building up the fire. Ed.
Can I attack one of them?
Oh, yeah. You can stand in the circle.
I also yell at that. He said, "Say get in the light. Say get in the light."
Yeah, all right, okay. So, attack from the circle of light.
It's a circle of light. Yuppie, 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 yay.
That's 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Yeah, you hit for 2 damage. Okay. I lost track, Ryan.
I'm going to heal it.
Okay.
I healed it.
All right.
Sorry, Ed.
It's all right. I'm distracting you from doing anything else.
Chris.
Make
a magic roll to put out Meyer's fire with your ice magic.
Okay. I guess that's what I'm doing.
I have 2 turns of match with fire left.
Oh, I rolled 6. I mean, I got 6 altogether. I rolled 3.
All right, so it fails.
Shoot, I did badly.
Meyer, you see a bolt of ice land and freeze the ground next to where you're building a fire. Which kind of makes you think that maybe Chris has this traitor's madness as well.
Ah, crap.
All right.
That ain't good.
Goblins.
He only has it for another
turn. Derek, you can make another... Make
that was
more defenses.
That was his second and my fourth.
Yep.
So how many turns do you have? 4, 6?
I have 6, so I have 2 more turns.
That first
one's
14.
Right.
All right.
So
that first
one more turn
is good.
After me.
Yeah.
Even though you
and
got it.
Second is not as good. A 10.
Also good.
All right.
All right, so Derek, I'll say if you want to pick up your sword and run it to the lights.
Okay,
you could
that,
do that.
That's what I want
to
do.
All right.
Why did your eyes bug out when you said pick up your sword?
Come to the fire.
Pick
me
your sword again. I want to see if it happens.
Pick up your sword and run it to the fire.
If only James is here to know how good of the
one
fire
thing.
Doing.
I had to be there.
You missed
just give
it.
Me the.
I was there, too.
Just throwing oil and shit on it. Go. Burn!
He went,
burn!
Pick up your sword.
11.
Yeah, that fire's growing bigger.
I like that.
Ed, you gonna attack from the circle light again?
Yeah.
All right.
You gonna swing your sword?
You got a critical failure on its defense.
So that's 9, that's 10, 11, 12, 13.
I'm gonna say that you kill it, Ed.
Okay.
It sort of stumbles forward into the light, which burns it as you attack it.
Stop
it dies.
Healing this thing! And I'm gonna, do a Jack Parr.
Yeah. And as you decapitate it, because it's a goblin. And its head goes...
A Bob Hope or a Johnny Carson?
Yeah.
Not a Jack Parr.
Its head goes spitting up and just sort of turns to black mist and fades away.
I got my golf.
The ground.
You're golfing.
And Ryan.
I whip out my bow and knock an arrow. You've killed my little buddy. And I miss. Oh wait! Plus you get
plus one damage.
Yeah, so yep. I miss.
All right, and Chris,
I guess I'm doing the same thing.
All right, make an attack.
Oh, that's not good. That's much better. 12.
Yeah. Meyer, make a defense roll for your fire.
Oh crap. Seven.
Chris wins.
Wouldn't he?
No, you add your defense to that, don't you?
I have a zero.
Oh.
Wouldn't he defend with mine?
You have zero defense?
Yes.
To see, Meyer has no armor, I guess.
Yeah, he could defend with
I have
mine.
Light armor, but that gives my agility plus one. I don't think it has.
I'm pretty sure. That's the whole point of armor.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have light armor, so it's agility plus one.
Yeah, no, you know what?
That
it's
means
the
your
rating
defense
of agility,
is
plus,
agility
one.
Plus one.
Right.
So what's your agility?
One.
So your defense is two.
Yes.
Yeah, so you add two.
Yeah.
So
they're not running
you
around
got
your shirt.
Nine.
It doesn't give you extra agility. It means your defense is your agility score plus one.
It said zero. I don't know.
No, that's fine. We believe
so
you, Meyer.
So you have two defense.
Take the two defense, though.
So I have eight now. Nine now.
Okay.
If I still fail, but only by...
Yeah, it's still less than 11.
Yeah, so you... So,
Yeah, like, I've been making this for like 2-3 turns, though. The whole... Is all the fire goes down?
No.
Okay.
But Ed is suddenly outside the circle.
Oh, no.
Because you were standing on the edge fighting goblins.
I made you in the... It did something.
All right.
Hooray.
That's Chris.
And that was Chris's and now, last.
Yeah, and now, Chris, you suddenly feel the heat draining from your face.
Shit.
What?
I hope you don't get...
I hope I don't get infected.
You can!
Oh, you just killed the thing.
You just killed us all.
There's still more of them out there.
Because then I'm just going to immediately turn around and kill you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so, goblins. Chris, one of them is going to attack you now.
No, I don't want him to do that.
You're not on their side anymore.
But
so
then
make
I will
a defense check.
When he hits me. 10.
They also got 10. Goes to the defender.
Yay.
Derek, you
yes,
are not
sir.
In the light this turn because
no,
it's suddenly smaller.
That's fine, but I have a 13 I just rolled.
All right, so that beats their attack.
Police chase. 11.
11. Yeah, you're good. You're all good.
Yay.
All right, so are you, so all right, they all attack you and miss. Derek.
Can I make a, like a... I'm not sure who's near me. They obviously is attacking me. So can I make like a glancing attack, like an attack, and then
move
backpedal at the same time,
it's going to be more difficult.
That's fine.
It's going to be plus three difficulty.
Okay.
So you have to beat a 10 to succeed.
Beat a 10 to succeed. Okay.
I don't realize I'm out of the light.
you can make a perception check if you want.
Okay. Beat a 10 or make a 10.
Make.
I made it.
I don't realize I'm out of the light.
Okay. They got a 10 on their defense, though.
Okay. So it's a wash.
Yeah.
Does that high pitch noise your ringtone?
So does that mean what? I don't. I missed the attack, but I still make the move.
For some
yes.
Reason.
Okay.
You go to attack them and they deflect you, but you still hop back into the light.
Kind of fine.
And the Meyer.
I'm gonna start building their fire back up. This
okay.
One. With much more haste now. Since this jerk is trying to take it off. Oh, that's terrible.
I'm back, baby. I'm back.
As long as you don't critically fail.
He didn't critically fail.
All right, so you the ice is messing it up. It's making it,
yeah.
You can't rebuild the fire right now.
Yeah, it's still wet.
Yeah, it's all wet wood now. It's not working.
I gotta find some dry stuff.
Ed.
I'm gonna slosh another one.
All right, slosh.
I yell at Hori to get in the light. I also yell at Hori to get in the light.
Thanos.
All right, you hit one.
Hori, get in the light!
And then I'm gonna go to the light.
Oh! Okay. And Ryan. Ed just attacked one again.
I'll heal it. I healed it.
All right.
Boxcars.
It's all wet now.
Boxcars.
Hori, what the hell?
Boxcars.
All right, I'm gonna say that one gets extra life now.
Oh, jeez.
That one's bigger than it was.
Ah, jeez.
All right, Chris.
He's a hit.
Get to the light, winter wizard. Get to the light.
No, he's throwing ice at us.
I'll get to the light.
Not all right, make an agility check.
Well, I don't know that.
Okay. No penalty.
This entire game, this entire fight so far, I'm not paying attention to anything.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
You
called to me, so I was able to move that way.
I used that roll on an important check.
You mean the not getting attacked anymore check?
That's true. Yeah, you're right. I can do a lot of good from the light, so I don't have to defend.
And that was Chris. So, goblins. Ryan, that was your last turn being evil.
Yay!
So now the goblins are going to attack you again. Derek, you are in the... So everyone but Ryan is in the circle of lights.
Oh, yes.
So, Ryan, there are three goblins.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to say one of them is fighting Ed on the edge of the
light.
Yeah,
that would make sense.
Right. And one of them is just chasing Derek, so there's only one that is focused on you.
Oh, that's safe.
So make a defense check.
14.
You're good.
All right.
Way to go, Meyer!
I saved it.
So, yeah, so one of them tries to attack you, but misses.
It just it's
Derek, what are you
going to
do?
I'm going to attack the one... I'm coming to come back at the one that I've been
so
playing around with for the last...
Yeah, that tone doesn't seem like...
not very good, though. 5, 9.
Now you hit him.
What? Okay.
You got 8 for its
Will
defense.
You marry
well, very
me?
Well.
Is that how you ask that?
Almost dead.
Will you...
Meyer?
Oh, it's my... me, Meyer.
Yes, you, Meyer.
Not... Oscar Mayer.
No.
No, Alex was not hoping for a hot dog. Bologna.
I don't know, I can go for a hot dog.
You know the Billy Joel song, We Didn't Start the Fire? Well, Titor is starting the fire.
Oh, that was clever.
Nah, that wasn't very good. 6.
No, he's not starting it this time. That ice still...
So really, we did... I
the
did.
Forest is not like...
You know that Billy Joel
You started
still?
The fire, it's just not spreading very well. Ed.
I'm going to swack up.
All right.
That's... 10, 14.
All right, you hit him. Ryan, do you want to heal him?
No.
And Ryan.
Get to the chopper!
I'm going
to
run for the circle of light.
Make an agility check.
All right. I make it. 9.
Right. So you bolt for that circle of light.
He gets to the chopper.
He gets to the chopper.
No, we open
and
the light.
Frizzes.
I'm going to build no more fun.
I'm
going to
buff
my sword. My sword.
I think I might buff Derek's because yours already does 2 damage, right?
That's true.
Yeah, so let me buff Derek's.
For damage or to hit?
For damage.
Okay.
I'm just poking these guys and pissing them off.
That's 8, 9, 10, 11.
All right, those ice crystals form along your blade again.
Nice!
So +1 for shadow goblins.
+1 to the damage?
Yes.
All right.
All right,
what
so...
What is it where... The ice crystals form on your weapon when they're buffed by...
Lots of them.
A fire mage. A ice mage.
I don't think there's any game where ice crystals form on your weapon when buffed by a fire mage.
Oh, there are.
All right, so...
But lava boils form on something
else. You are all huddled around this small fire that Tidor has built with his lantern oil and the flicker of flame that he has. And the goblins. There's 3 goblins left. 4 goblins left, I'm sorry. And they are just walking around at the very edge of the darkness. So what do you guys want to do? We're still in combat, but initiative order isn't quite as important. They can't get to you as long as you're in the light.
Well, that's good.
I think we should take the lantern and move as quickly as possible, all staying in the circle of light.
No. The circle of light is a pile of sticks.
It's an open flame.
Okay.
We have to take out what's here. I have a lantern that I can at least make an effort to get it, you know, to...
You can expand the circle.
A little bit, not to the level that they have with the fire, but...
Do you have a mage light spell?
No.
Well...
Ryan has healing.
I could go about methodically buffing everyone and debuffing the goblins.
You could buff the fire and make it bigger. But it's still not going to kill the goblins. It's going
to we need to kill the goblins anyway, right? Pretty much.
I don't think there's a way to get away from them. I don't think we're going to.
Plus, we could loot them if they're
there's
dead.
There's not that many of them. We can just kill them.
Yeah, let's just Buffy.
All right. Anybody
and
need
I think
to be healed?
I'm gonna now think of the worst thing to call a goblin.
All right.
In that case, I'm gonna heal Ed.
I mean, I'm at five.
You healed me when we were both.
I'm gonna say
team.
Whoever attacks, as long they're not gonna defend, as long as you make successful attacks, you hit them.
Okay.
So Ryan, roll to heal Ed.
Boxcars.
All right. So Ed, you can you're healed full up.
Can I? He doesn't get extra life.
The goblin got extra life.
Yeah, the goblin special.
It's a medical does anyone creature. Else need to be healing? Maybe it overflows.
You can have one extra
else.
Point for the rest of the scene.
Okay. Can we do that instead? Say that the healing spell works on everybody.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
So everyone,
how much damage does everyone have?
I have two.
You don't have any, Meyer. You don't have any.
I have one.
All right. So all of you can heal four of them. All
right.
Ed, you don't get nine. You get eight.
Okay.
All right, so Derek and Ed, make those attack rolls.
You got it.
A shadow goblin. I heard your mom was not a shadow at all.
That would be an 11.
She was 10. White.
You finally kill it, Derek.
Yay, I have pincushioned him enough.
Ten. You hit that one.
Does it die?
What? No.
So
there are two left?
Take that, foul creature.
You're a goblin of darkness? Well, your mom isn't
very dark.
Let
me buff Ed to make him easier to hit.
Quite like...
He shouldn't do damage. I hit fine.
Make him
damage. Make it easier for. Make him do damage because he said
more
he's
damage
fine to hit. More damage. More
okay.
damage instead.
The shadow guard.
And changed my mind. I
haven't missed a single hit this game.
What about last game? No, I didn't do
the
it.
The shadow goblins.
All right. Make another attack. Guess.
Pacify.
Might as well.
Eight.
Yeah. No.
Nine.
All right. Ed, Derek, you together, Derek, you thrust, Ed, you cleave, and you kill another shadow goblin. It just sort of dissolves away. And the other two flee in terror.
Squee, squee!
Pretty much.
And as they leave, I yell, "Remember, that was a day you almost killed
Wait, if
Thaddeus I'm... Swift and his friends."
Then I'm gonna climb on. I'm gonna climb up.
We're friends.
My light, and then it will.
I give him a hug.
Well, no, the light you made is a pile of burning sticks.
We also have the lantern.
How does that
right,
respond
but the lantern
to being hugged by the giant?
Isn't enough to keep them all.
He hugs back.
You have to keep building your fire.
For there's love for all.
Oh,
I'll say, but if you guys managed to build enough fire,
you put your
You start walking with a torch in front of you and behind you.
I'm gonna walk up to Mara. Mara, I have some serious questions about your strategies in battle. You were healing the bad guys.
You know, I never would have thought that was a bad idea. Thank you for the feedback. Thank you for the feedback.
Anytime,
Horian.
Anytime. And then I'm going to pat her on the back and walk away.
Well, that was
Mara, a little bit of constructive criticism.
We can say we know what the traitor's sickness looks like.
Traitor's madness.
Traitor's madness is even
that
worse than
very
sickness.
Observant of you, Horian. I'm proud of you.
Now we know how to avoid
it. Don't get stabbed,
don't get stabbed by the shadow goblin.
Exactly. It seems so simple.
Ryan, that was the perfect reaction to have to Lorian.
All right, so you managed to fasten enough torches to build enough light around you. As you walk through the forest, you can still see the eyes of the shadow goblins off of the trees, but they don't attack you again. And as you come out on the other end of the veil...
I'm sucking on my crystal again.
Of course, it's tasty.
I randomly point my sword at them in no?
And as you exit the veil of traitors, you come to Ghoulmore Swamp.
Oh!
The trees start
I like the swamp.
The trees start to become less dense and more scraggly.
See! I told you we'd make it here!
So,
as you pass, there's a sign that says, "Welcome to Ghoulmore Swamp."
You two have been to this swamp, right? You couldn't have picked a less perilous...
Never path. Come from this direction before. I came from the other side of town.
Is the other path more perilous?
Oh, much more perilous.
Yes. Well, it was the least perilous path.
The other path has fire electricity dragons.
Yeah.
They breathe electrical fire.
We can see off in the distance just dragons circling, breathing lightning.
No, fire lightning.
Fire lightning.
It's fire and lightning.
Now see, those I've fought before.
Oh. You see that burnt corpse over there that's shaking? Fire lightning.
Well, this area sucks.
Yes. So, the trees give way to more swampy trees, so hanging with moss and vines. And you can see in front of you, the towering over the rest of the swamp is the mostly abandoned spire of Marbak the Undefeated. It dominates everything around you and just rises as like a black monolith out of the swamp.
How did you miss that every other time you've been here?
You missed it too.
No, I didn't say that. I did.
That's true.
Derek did.
Derek very specifically.
Again, I came from the other side of the swamp.
Came from the other direction.
Yeah.
You can't see it from over there.
He ran. That is true. He ran through the swamp, covering his head.
There's a very reflective section of swamp, and I just couldn't stop looking at myself.
How did you lie to the guy? That's how he got this job.
There is a very, very rational explanation as to why I've not seen that spire before.
Just tell the truth. You lied. You have never been to this place before, have you?
Here?
Yeah.
No, the spire? Never. Oh. I've never been here before. But I didn't say I have.
Have you ever been to the swamp before?
Yes! Possibly.
Ish.
I was in the area.
Look, I've been lots of places. You can't expect me to remember every little detail every of the place I've been.
You've seen one swamp.
You know how many swamps I've waded through? Oh,
God.
Every other day, it's swamp.
Listen, when you went in one swamp, you've been to every swamp. Exactly.
Well, this swamp is unique. As you trudge through the Ghoulmore Swamp.
My favorite part about this swamp. It's what makes it unique.
There's a never-ending breeze that blows. Not hard.
Favorite breeze.
But it's definitely noticeable. And the wind, as it goes through the trees, makes the howling, moaning sound of lost souls. And every once in a while, you could see someone's screaming face in the mists that are swirling around in the swamp.
I don't go in.
Is it a cold breeze?
Yes.
That's why I like it.
So make a mind roll at diff 8.
I don't go in.
Diff 8.
I'm gonna look up the swamp in my book.
Okay. I got it.
I'm not going in.
What's it? Oh, it's 8.
No, I'm higher. We're not going in.
You still have to make the roll. You, as you're standing on the edge of the swamp.
We'll just blindfold you.
3. I got a 1.
All right, so Ed, lose one heroism.
No, wait, I got... Yeah, 2.
Yeah, I got 8.
Lose I got a 13.
I got 8.
That's scary.
A permanent or just...
No, just for now.
I got an 8.
Did we gain our heroism back for that last battle? Like, from the first battle?
No, you weren't very heroic.
I was very heroic. I heroically debuffed Ryan and...
What did you get, Ryan?
I made a 13.
All right, so you don't lose anything.
And I made a 14 on the knowledge check to look up the Ghoulmore Swamp in this book.
It's called the Soul Wind, and it is known to terrify passers and travelers, so that the swamp is very rarely traveled through.
Which was our check?
Mind at plus 1 difficulty. Mind at plus 8.
Okay, I exactly rolled an 8.
All right, so you're okay.
And I have a plus 1 mind, so we're good.
So Horion is just sitting there terrified?
Nope. Yeah, so Horion's the only one that failed. What are you doing, Ed?
I'm going to turn around and go back. I'm going to go back this way.
You want to go back to the shadow monsters?
Yeah.
Horion, that's a bad idea.
Hey, we killed them. They're okay.
Turn around.
They were fun. They changed size.
We killed them. They're okay.
But
we didn't kill all of them, Horion.
I'm just walking.
They're trying to get their queen. And the queen will lay eggs in your brain.
You want eggs in my brain?
Tidor. What if we blindfold him?
Listen. The only way to defeat the shadow lady with who puts eggs in your brain is to go this way.
Oh. Well, we gotta go this way then. I'm gonna turn around and walk.
Okay.
Into the scary place.
Alright, you start trudging through Ghoulmore Swamp, heading towards the spire, the mostly abandoned spire of Marmot the Undefeated.
The mostly abandoned
refreshing
spire.
Soul breeze.
It's very refreshing.
I like
it. Other than the terrifying souls that keep screaming and moaning constantly.
It's kind of a wash for me.
Cool. Don't worry, breeze. The screams is just
terrible
a little
screams.
To try to sing for, you know, their singing voice. A nice, trying to perform a concert.
Yeah.
We all start singing a happy song.
They're not very good at this. It's the happy screaming.
As you get closer to the tower, you can see that the exterior is covered in vines and lichen, and part of the top has crumbled and lies in rubble, and it looks like it hasn't been inhabited for centuries.
You haven't been inhabited for centuries.
It is called the, what, nearly inhabited?
Mostly abandoned.
Mostly abandoned.
Mostly right. Abandoned. Maybe he has a subletter.
I had it right, but entirely backwards. Mostly abandoned.
So do you make your way towards the front gates?
Is there another? Is there another means of ingress?
Only if you climb all the way up the outside.
No.
Can I climb all the way up the outside?
Make an agility check at like +8 difficulty.
Okay.
Oh wait, diff is 7, so the difficulty is going to be 12.
I'm sure I'll make it. Nope. 6.
Oh, what the heck? We'll see if we can attempt to try. Even to try to do it.
But agility?
Yep.
12?
Oh, certainly not. I rolled a 6.
10. So I almost make it, but no.
Yeah, I rolled a 9. I almost...
You all try. There's like a vine that's hanging down, and you're like, and Horian goes first. Oh, this will work! And grabs at the pole himself and just pulls, and the thing just snaps and falls. Yeah. So then, Thanos tries to climb up some lichen and just slides down, and all of you try to climb, but for how decrepit it looks, it's still surprisingly impenetrable.
All right, when we write the tale of this adventure, we leave this part out.
Yep.
Fire starts crawling.
Also, you
out.
All fell.
Oh, okay.
You all fell and down or covered in smut mud.
Smut mud?
Swamp mud.
I heard smut mud.
Smut mud.
Smut mud. Different.
Swamp mud is good for your skin. Exfoliates your pores.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Since they've given us this
here you go
door, or possibly go, we could go.
Here you go,
well, the door.
You can't reach it.
Thanks,
the way
buddy.
You make smut mud.
I'm going to rub swamp mud on his face.
Pornography, nice. And you burn it, and you mix it with water, and then you got smut mud.
So the giant and the dwarf are covered in swamp mud.
That's okay. All right.
The door actually lies broken off its hinges and rotted and crumbling. Through it, you could see...
We should have tried this first.
Yeah. I asked about the door, and I wanted to look at the door. And straight inside, once you go through the gate, the doorway, there's a spiraling staircase that winds up.
Maybe we should just take the stairs.
To add insult to injury, can Tidor be the one who just goes, why don't we just use the door?
Yes. Horian.
The Horian.
Yeah, we all look over... That's very good feedback, Horian. Thank you so much.
You are being especially observant today. I am so proud of
and
you.
And make a perception check.
You got a cookie.
Mind.
Ooh.
All right, yeah. You duck before you walk in the door.
Yeah.
No, he pauses.
Yeah,
wait.
You walk. Whoa.
You brace yourself.
Oh, something I'm supposed to do with doors. Could I have a treat?
Okay, let me get a cookie up. Here you go.
All right, you give him. You give him a warrior snack.
Can I have a treat? Sure. Here's a squab.
All right. Do you ascend the
small
staircase?
Small game, cookie game birds,
quail.
You ascend the staircase of the spire. It winds ever upward. Every so often, you pass an archer window cut out of the stonework, the black stone that seems to suck up the very light from outside. Oh. And eventually you make it to what you assume to be the top of the spire. And it opens into chambers. At the far end,
you're supposed to do.
At the far end of the chambers, you're supposed to clean out the tower to make it inhabitable for
fun. Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah.
And at the far end of the chambers...
I think we've succeeded.
there is a man, looks like almost a mummy, sitting in a great stone throne... And
to finish abandoning
corpses sit leaning against the walls. And as you walk, the body in the throne stirs.
Hey, you. You're evicted.
It's a Draugr.
You didn't pay your rent, you bum.
What?
You didn't pay your rent. You're evicted.
Who? Who are you?
We're from the government.
Make a perception check. Everyone. All
right. I'm going to percept.
Whoa, boxcars!
Wow.
I percepted 8.
I got 12.
Oh, not
Horian,
I don't perceive much.
Horian is just...
You percept the shit out of that, Ed. So, Ed, you notice... Boxcars are just 12?
Just 12.
All right. So, Ed, you got a crit. So, you all see That man, I mean, he's kind of got some cobwebs on him. Looks like he might have been sitting in that chair for a century or two. But he is really well-dressed. He seems to have, like, a velvet suit almost. He's wearing, like, wizard robes, but they seem to, like, almost like a pantsuit. Like, it's kind of tapered at the waist, and he's wearing a very fashionable ascot.
Ooh.
And, Ed, you also notice that the zombies, or the corpses, that are leaning up against the walls are also very well-dressed and are very well-maintained. Mm-hmm. You can see their fingernails are very nice and polished. Their hair is coiffed very perfectly.
What are you talking about? What are you doing in my spire?
We came from the king. He says you didn't.
No, you came from the mayor.
You're right. Lying.
Oh, okay.
You came from the king. He says you didn't pay your taxes, so you must vacate this premises.
Give me a mind check, right? A mind to lie to him.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
0 point.
Wait, charisma means I roll 3, right?
You got boxcars. He sees through your bullshit.
Oh.
There's no king in this land.
Fuck.
You're more adventurous. Come seeking my trophies, aren't you?
No. Wait a minute. You have trophies?
Yes. They don't call me Marbach the Undefeated for no reason.
I thought you were a ghost.
Bowling trophies?
No, necrofancy trophies.
Necrofancy?
No, we don't want... Listen.
Yes.
Listen. We don't want your trophies. We just want this tower to move a crappy wizard into here because he's terrible.
Well, you can't have my tower.
Why
don't you get a better tower?
This is as good as towers get.
It's a pretty shitty tower. Yeah. I've seen towers much better.
Well, look, it's a bit of a fixer-upper. I'll admit I may have been neglecting it the last century or
two. You can do better than this tower. Believe me.
Look, I understand that I could probably do better, but the defenses here are good, and it's perfect for breeding my show zombies.
What defenses? We just walked in.
Yeah, it's an open door.
Did you say...
Harold! One of the zombies.
Show zombies!
Yes, as I said, I'm a necrofancier.
Listen. Oh, doesn't that wizard...
I am the greatest practitioner of necrofancy in the land.
Wait a sec. The tower the wizard has right now is pretty nice.
Finny? Yeah. No, it's awful.
Oh.
Is it better than this?
No.
Necrofancy?
Yes.
You know?
The ancient art of breeding and maintaining zombies for shows and competitions.
You know, that's fallen out of vogue in the last century or so.
Oh, it comes and goes. Once Marbach the Undefeated resurges back on the scene, it always springs back up.
My point
is... I have name recognition.
Exactly. What you need to do is go out on a tour around to all the lands.
Yeah.
To raise awareness of the necrofancy.
I mean, everyone actually thinks you're a ghost. No one thinks you're actually alive.
What?
Yeah. You should prove them all wrong.
He looks dead to me.
You do look a little dead.
I need to suck some souls, I'll admit it, but give me a month or so, I'll be in top fighting shape. He coughs and a spider falls out onto the floor and crawls away.
I think you're a mummy, man.
More of a reanimated corpse. Well, no. A never dead... It's complicated. Don't worry about it. But you! My God, I could win a competition with you!
He's
could
not
I
dead.
Kill you and reanimate your corpse?
No, he's my buddy.
A duo! Well, that's rare. Can I kill both of you and reanimate your corpses?
No.
What do we get out of it?
The knowledge of knowing you helped me breed another winning set of shows out.
No, that's not enough.
Well, look, you should probably go. I obviously I have a lot to catch up on.
How do we get you out of this tower?
Well, look, this has been my home for centuries. I don't want to just pack up and leave.
I understand. Move. No one likes to move.
Should I cut his head off, Tidor?
I'm still laughing at necrophancy.
No, what? We're having a friendly conversation.
I've been sitting on this for months.
Necrophancy is fantastic.
That's why all the zombies are so well crafted.
Yeah, yeah.
They're show zombies.
No one likes to move, and I understand you like this place, but people grow out of this place, and you can do better.
Wait. I know. This other mage, he's not immortal like you clearly are.
Of course I am.
So,
here's what you do. You charge him. He fix up the tower. He has to do all the repairs. He can live in your tower while you go out touring, bringing necromancy back. And then when you come back, you'll have a beautiful refurbished tower to move into and a freshly dead corpse.
Plus, you can take his tower, too. He lives in a tower that's pretty shitty.
But you'll have twice as many towers.
But it's right by...
What is his tower like?
It's kind of shitty, but it's...
It's a fixer-upper, too.
But it's right by nice town. Lovely people.
We do happen to know of a temple of a Lich King that was just recently vacated.
You want
to...
No!
You want a temple?
Ooh. Harold, the Lich King! I know him!
Wait.
Knew him.
Wait. Which Lich King?
Which one was it?
Uthang, I believe his name was. It was
Uthang.
Uthang.
I think it was Uthang.
Uthang Clan.
Uthang, no!
Oh, yeah. He's gone.
I can't believe it!
Easier answer if I had been to the last game.
Yes. Uthang. It was Uthang.
I like the necromancy tour anyway.
Well, Uthang's out of the game. That certainly changes things. When did you clear him out?
About a week ago.
Okay. Not too bad. What was his temple like?
It was okay.
What was the feng shui like?
It was good. It was a decent temple. I liked it.
There were a lot of skeletons.
Ooh, I like that. That's workable. Workable. They can always sweep up. They're good. I mean, they're no zombies, but you know what is.
Yep. So think about it. Two towers and a whole temple. And your very own manservant, who's a terrible wizard.
No, how bad is he?
He is the worst.
What's his name?
Wait a minute. By the time he's dead, he might have gotten good.
Yeah, you could make him a...
he's bad now.
Make him an undead servant.
But he's got potential.
Or make him an undead servant. Doesn't really matter.
We can't really give him Finny's tower, though.
Yes, we can.
Wait a minute. Finny? Finny the Wise.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that guy.
Then kill him and make him your servant.
I haven't been able to find him.
Oh, we'll send him to you. So wait, if we send
him to
you...
Wait, that's the guy you wanted to give my tower to?
Leash it to.
We're just trying to get him out of our village.
Okay, all right. Look.
Why
didn't we just send
I love this guy. I don't want anything to happen to him.
You have definitely sweetened the pot with the Lich King's temple. That is prime real estate, let me tell you, especially on the necromancer market. But, Finny,
I mean,
I'm afraid that if I sublet to him, it's going to be worse than when I got here, and then I'm going to keep a security deposit, and he's going to go all up in arms about it.
As I said, make him your undead servant. We'll tell him you're gone, and use a surprise and kill him.
We happen to have an inn with the mayor. Perhaps we could arrange a rental contract that would protect you in the case of...
Morian's falling asleep and snoring.
I mean, honestly, the mayor
One of the zombies walks over with a very dusty pillow and lifts your head up and looks underneath.
I mean, honestly, the mayor hates you. I bet he'll make a deal.
Should I come back with you guys?
If you want. I mean, it's kind of a perilous journey. There's minotaurs.
Can some of your zombies carry some horns?
Oh, yeah, we found some minotaur horns.
Ooh, those are... Tell you what.
Uh-oh. Oh, crap.
Well, minotaur horns are very valuable for necromancy, for necrofancy potions. They're very good for making makeup for the zombie's skin to make them not look quite so pallid. How many minotaurs did you kill?
Three.
One.
Listen.
Wait a minute. I'll tell you what.
How about a deal?
I was about to try to make
one. Okay, good.
I'll sublet to Finny, and I'll take the tower. I mean, you know what? Let the townsfolk keep his, I'm assuming, very, very horrible tower.
It's not good.
It catches fire quite often.
Oh, that's why you built it out of stone. Anyway.
It catches fire quite often.
I will take that Lich King's temple off your hands and let Finny sublet, if we can come up with a good agreement with the mayor.
Yeah.
Throw in two minotaur horns, and you've got yourself a deal.
So wait, you're saying two full sets or just two horns?
Two horns. One full set.
Well, wait a minute. If you're interested in the horns, maybe we could sell you the other four.
Yeah, why don't we sell you all set? Oh. Make a nice deal.
So you have three pair of horns?
We have three pair.
Okay.
So we've got an interested buyer.
Yeah. Those could run a good price. I'll offer all the horns. That's six pairs of horns. Adjusting for inflation. Harold, what would the price be?
One of the zombies walks over. No. He has a green visor. And walks over with an abacus.
Twenty coins each.
20 coins. How about 30?
You drive a hard bargain.
22.
25.
28. 25 it is! Alright, 25 coins each for the horns.
I was looking like, come on!
And I take the Lich King's lair, and Finny sublets, but he has to promise to fix the place up.
Oh, yeah.
That's between you and Finny.
Well, we'll talk to the... Let's go to the mayor.
You can kill him if he doesn't.
Damn, I do it anyway.
All right, so...
I really don't care.
Let's shake on it.
All right, he shakes it at Meyer. It is the most unpleasant thing you have ever done in your life. And you were just gored by a minotaur.
Covered in mud right now.
Yeah, you're covered in mud and your blood and minotaur blood because you went wading through one of them before earlier, too. And this trumps all of it. It's like, it's awful.
Well, so...
And you're shaking hands with a corpse.
Okay, so how about we go to the minotaur horns? We'll give it to you. Then we'll go to the mayor. And then,
When did you kill the minotaurs?
On our way.
Freshly
there.
Dead.
Oh, good. Okay, let's go. Everyone, come in a circle. I'll teleport us all. It'll be much quicker.
Wake up.
Tidor?
Yeah.
I think I went to bed.
That's all right.
Don't worry.
We're getting out of here.
Charles will take care of it. Charles! Mop!
Oh, giant. Giant urine is a very potent.
He's not that much of a giant. All right, so he teleports all... You all stand in a circle. And he teleports all of
he's
you.
He's probably a half giant.
Did you have a dream, that dream again?
Yeah.
Oh, those damn bunnies.
They were everywhere.
All right, so he teleports you all back to the crystal belt.
Video of the bunnies that were everywhere?
No. I just grab Tidor by the ear.
And you start hacking off the minotaur horns. You walk, wow. You guys really did a number on this one.
he killed my little buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry. You might want to turn around. I'm going to suck the life essence that's left out of these minotaurs.
I cover my eyes.
Don't need to see that.
I'll watch.
Okay. Chris, make a mind minus mind diff check at diff 9.
Six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
All right, you're okay, but it is one of the most horrific things you've ever seen in your life. He like cuts a slit inside the minotaur's stomach,
you know,
and stuffs his head in.
I think curiosity killed a cat. I think he tried to see.
All right,
well, so I have no idea.
Tip 9 too for you too.
I got 10 right away.
All right, yeah. So he like stuffs his face inside the minotaur, and you just hear this sound like the air screaming as darkness swirls around him, and the minotaur's corpse starts to shrivel up and turn into a mummy. And when he pulls his face out,
bunnies.
And when he pulls his face out, he's not exactly a young man. He's definitely an older man, but he's not a walking corpse anymore. Look. He looks like a human whose face is covered in blood.
Well, all right.
Ah, much better.
Oh, come on, Death. Your face can't really look that bad. Okay, well, I'm going to go over there and throw up. That has nothing to do with you.
Ah, much better. Thank you. Now,
hey, who are you?
I'm Marbac. I'm still Marbac.
He's a necrofancier.
Yes. Ooh, remembered. Look, and if any of you ever want to get into necrofancy, just let me know. It's a very underappreciated hobby.
I might be interested.
Well, here's my card. Oh, okay. He flips out and whips you a business card.
The Nas will take a card as well.
All right. Well, why not? Just say the incantation that's on the back. I'll hear it, and then we can set something up.
I can't read.
Oh, that's okay. Your friend will help you out. You might be very good at helping me collect corpses, I think.
Ooh, I like to help.
Tell me, have you ever been grave digging?
No.
He likes to dig, though.
I do.
Well, that's the first step to a successful career in
grave digging.
Maybe later.
There's no better way. There's no easier way to entertain Horian than just hand him a shovel.
Then you'll get to find out what grave dirt tastes
when,
like.
When Tidor says maybe later, Horian looks at Marbach and says, "That means yes."
Okay, so Marbach teleports you one more time back to the town, Freyfield. You appear right in the town square, and people scream. Because usually when things appear right in town square, Finny's up to something and it's really bad.
Don't worry, everyone, it's only us.
Somebody screams and I get scared and I throw a rock at them.
All right. Only one person dies, not bad. The mayor comes out to greet you. How'd it go?
Oh, this is the Undefeated. Oh, what's his name?
Marbach.
This is Marbach the Undefeated. He's come to...
Dead. Oh no, he was
a necromancer.
A little bit, yeah.
He's a necromancer.
But listen,
wait, necrofan?
It's a necromancer.
No,
he makes it fancy though. It looks nice.
Mr. Mayor, we've worked out a little deal here, and then I'll lay out the terms that we
need to talk. Let's go to the office.
All right, so you go to the mayor's office. You lay out the terms. The mayor goes, done.
can you change me?
Ask the doctor. All right.
The doctor?
I think he met Ryan.
The doctor's here?
I'm not a doctor.
All right, so, Finny, you hash out the contract, and the mayor calls Finny over, and what's all this about? What? Oh, he looks at Marbach. Oh, you look familiar. And Marbach just kind of snorts. Like you would know someone of my caliber. And they explain the deal to Finny, and he agrees. Once Marbach conjures an illusion of the tower and shows him how magnificent it is inside the Ghoulmore swamp, only the bravest and most extraordinary of wizards could ever hope to maintain such a marvelous spire.
Wait, we gotta say a card of the Necrofinger.
And Finny the Wise buys it. So
he rents it. He sublets it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean he buys your shtick.
He buys our shtick.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess he's just renting it.
Yeah.
Because Marbach owns it. So he signs the lease with Marbach. And agrees to clean the place up. And Marbach says, "Oh, go pack your things, Finny. We shall teleport there post haste."
And the mayor says, "By all means, the Lich King's is all yours."
You brought the axe, right? Minotaur axe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You grab one. I'll say you can get another 5 coins for that.
Yeah.
It's not a great axe.
Yeah, it is.
Actually, let's see. How much is an axe worth?
It's a great axe.
It's a giant axe.
So you get 10 coins.
Okay. 5 each?
Oh, no. It's a great axe. It's 8.
4 each?
And we got 25 gold each for 25 coins each for the horns.
You each get 25, and then there's a 6th horn. So you each get an additional 5. So you get 30 each.
Okay.
For the horns.
4.
How much do we get for the horns?
30 each.
30. 66 gold.
All right. So the Finny, 2 days later, Finny has a cart full of his magical supplies. Alchemical test tubes and strange powders and potions, many assorted crystal balls of various sizes, densities, and opacities. There's a goat in there. You don't know why.
I know why.
You're a wizard.
It has.
There's some boil.
It has volcano boils on it.
Yeah.
Lava boils.
Lava boils, right.
I thought they were volcano boils.
No, they're lava boils.
Yeah, but the volcano boils on his mouth.
All right.
A little too much information.
Finny comes up to you. Well, my friends, it's been quite an adventure.
It certainly has.
Piss off! I'm onto better things! Let's go, necromancer!
We'll call this the time that Finny went on an adventure of his own.
Yeah, it's time
for you. Yeah. And Marbach walks out of the end.
I'm pretty sure you're going off to your death.
What was that?
Nothing.
He said he's pretty sure you're going off to your death.
That's a good joke. Marbach looks a little younger than he did before, and you've noticed there's a few less goats walking around, but no one really talks about it. And he just kind of shrugs and goes, alright, well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for the wake-up call. I shall let you know when the first necrofancier competition comes.
Well, you shall all be my guests. Oh, well, thank you. We have your card, so...
Yes, say the incantation. Well, maybe we could set something up. But
hey, who are you?
It's the necrofancier.
And Marbach, the necrofancier. Again. Oh. You're not very smart, are you?
Hey!
He's good at digging, though.
You're gonna love digging up graves, then.
I love digging.
Have you ever tried grave dirt?
Tastes like dirt.
Is that the dirt
pouring
that tastes like dirt?
And runs straight to the cemetery.
No.
No, there's a special way you have to do it. I'll teach you.
He's running to the cemetery. Sorry about that.
Let him go. We'll get him in a
minute. I know how to make a lovely tea out of it once he's done. But so he pulls out a comb and fixes his hair. All right, Mr. The Wise. Let's be on our way. And he snaps his fingers, and there's a puff of darkness. Reality ceases to exist in a spot for a second. And for just a moment, you all go insane as your minds break at the sight of it. But then it's gone, and everything's fine.
All right. Temporary insanity.
Yeah.
Except for Horian. He's licking dirt.
Yeah, Horian's gone. He's fine. All right, so that was the second adventure. So, let's award some XP here.
This was like the making of the Noe Squad. This is like the origin. These terrible people.
They're not terrible.
I think that should be the conclusion of this chronicle, is that they formed the first Noe Squad.
Where is it? Alright, well, we could do XP off mic if we want.
Okay.
Alright. We hope you all enjoyed, what are you calling this one?
Adventures in Necrofancy?
The Necrofancy Dress Ball.
The Necrofancier's Ball.
I think you should call it Adele.
What's the name of the magazine? Is it a Dog Fancy?
Cat
magazine?
Fancy?
Your Cat Fancy? So this would be called Necrofancy?
Corpse Fancy.
Corpse Fancy, yeah.
I like Adventures in Necrofancy.
Adventures in Necrofancy. All right, so that's what we'll go with.
All right, hope you all enjoyed it. Take care.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.